So professionally, Nachiki, uli study engineering. Mm. So the story is, you finished your engineering degree on a Friday, started at an audit firm on Monday.
Yeah.
With zero knowledge of finance. Like, how does this happen?
Sutikala tatu naivi. So your suit allowance meant the world. You can imagine we took a two campus, yes. Alafuna 40K.
You need 80K on clothing.
Yes.
Now.
Yeah, now. That's a lot of money at clothing.
Really, like at some point, you couldn't expect new, but Japata, so you
get
the story.
Yeah.
So how do you, mumewezaje kumanuva hapo na kufanya watu wa trust? Saizi bila mko kwa real estate, mkisikia all this affordable housing in happen ya gava, is there a certain level of, this might affect our business? Eko nene. Episode 574. Tukusema like, subscribe, hit the notification button, tell a friend to tell a friend. Sindio?
Yes.
Yeah, na majuzi, I think nil get into a certain twif. Na wase, wasalu kwa mejam na mimi. And this was because I interviewed those 7 university students that were involved in the attempted murder case.
Yeah.
Alafu kuna msia kaniambia, Mwafrika, you act like you're barely educated. So, nikaamua acha nilete msela kwa nika yeye barely educated. Seti kwa naye seko. So naitwa ni Karioki Gashago. So he's the CEO of Mivida Homes, yes?
Yeah, Mivida.
Alafu mimi ni podcaster. Check it. How serious.
How life turned out.
Yeah, how life turned out.
any celeb.
Zito, podcaster si celeb. Podcaster ni tagro.
Media industry.
Kuna kujulikana na kuna celeb.
Yeah.
Zito tunajulikana.
Key stakeholder of media industry.
So, Karioki, umekuwaje tu?
Nikuwa poa.
Miaka mingi jo.
Miaka mingi.
Wajua tulitoka starehe 27 years ago.
27 years ago. So kidi alizaliwa tukitoka, yeah. Sasa yako na family.
Eh, damn.
Na, but najita youth.
Mimi sijitagi youth. Mimi waga nishakubali.
Yeah.
Waga nimekubali tu,
yeah. Yeah. bado uko yangu na sawa we.
Yeah. But I think with that you also come to learn that the youth is a mindset. Have you ever felt that?
Yeah, it's a mindset. Inakuanga mindset. Ni vile wewe mwenyewe unajiambia. Na vile unakuwa uko na purpose yako that keeps you in that thinking that niko na miaka mingi mbele za kufanya.
Because kumbuka when we were young, I don't think people in their 40s acted like we act. Does that make sense? I feel like they used to take life so seriously. They were,
I think they looked
so serious.
They looked older.
And they look old.
Yeah,
they
maybe
older.
You are young, look on and come they look older. But in my mind,
yes,
they looked older.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they acted older.
And they acted older. But I also think ile generation emergency period.
Yeah.
Then a lot of poverty uko 80s or 90s. So I suppose zile mashida walikuwa napitia na vile life ilikuwa back then, kuna venye ulikuwa na bidu na ka a bit older.
Yeah.
Abeba mizigo mob so.
Yeah. Plus one day your dad angeenda na asirudi so
you
had to step up.
Yeah, lazima.
So pia grooming ya boy child ilikuwa different.
Very different.
As soon as ungepeleka ngombe.
Yeah.
Ungeweza kupeleka ngombe, ulikuwa unajua sasa nawe unaanza kupushiwa.
Unaanza kupushiwa.
Kupushiwa nini? Yeah. Next unaambiwa ukienda urudi na Na bibi.
Yeah. Inakuwa nini? Yeah. Yeah. But nikuwa taka to go back to stories za starehe. Kuna time usikiaga mki ulini enjoy kwa group. Avile tulimitigi 95. Ati liongea gamba. Waja kuna vitu sikumbukagi. So, Karioka kuna ponga juu avile there's a time. Nini kuna happen?
So, we've just come. I think the first week also.
Yeah.
Atujalokitiwa classes.
Yeah.
So, masoma ijanza. So, tuko hapo nje ya classes hivi. Tuna ni maboys mnaanza kuchangia story fulani, I can't remember the story.
Yeah.
So mimi na ushago yangu nikakuja kuchangia ka point.
Yeah.
Alafu mwafa kwa hapa kaniambia yeye acha kuongea ka logi.
Alikuwa bully.
Sikuwa bully
pase, but
alikuwa
na base ingine hapo. Acha kuongea ka logi. And you could tell huyu ni mtu amegrow up hapa Nairobi.
Yeah.
Ile Swahili yake ni ile. So sasa unakuwa intimidated juu nika kijana kutoka ushago and then first week ya kuingia seko.
Mm.
So I've never, so nile interaction ya mtu, so you never ever forget that's how I came to know more.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was nice. Because those interactions were funny. Because also funny. Another interaction I remember with a friend of ours. I don't know kata kumbuka, so sitamtaja. But tukua tumeenda kucheza, I think, ile time ya sports. Yeah. Kulikuwa gana sports mnaenda inje. So sijui kwa tunabonga nini, kasema hey, cheki umse. Alafu yeye alikuwa ametoka straight from watch hiyo time akafiki. Kwa hiyo kwa nini unaniita umse? Yeah, but starehe ilikuwa interesting sana. I always say that when I look at starch and sometimes I look at the Kenya government, that's where I feel like we failed. Because as a school, nilikuwa naona like I could see all tribes and I could see like people who achieved from all the tribes. All the sometimes nikiangalia gavana naga, it's predominantly like one tribe, two tribes. It makes you feel like Kenya haina excellence everywhere. But starch had that thing where you saw like people from
every county. Kumbuka jamaa alikuwa wa Elwak.
Yeah.
In our class kuna jamaa alikuwa ametoka Elwak. All the way.
Ilikuwa nani? Ilikuwa this to be this very tall guy. Ekwam, ilikuwa
Ekwam ni wa Turkana.
Yeah.
Kuna jamaa kutoka Elwak and the way vile tulifunga December kaenda home, hakuwa irudi.
Oh.
Jukumbuka back then sasa ukienda hizo side za Mandera, kupata means ya kurudi likuwa, but ilikuwa ni kama policy, lazima wange select boys from every district.
Yes.
So you got, so it was a proper national. Hakuna district haiko represented. And interestingly, pia tulikuwa na Wahindi.
Yeah.
In our class kulikuwa na Ijaz, who has Yemeni origins.
Yes.
Almost every class also had Indian. So kuna vile it was proper national school.
Yes.
Representing every aspect of.
Because a funny thing now, sisi tukisoma, like Jammu in our era, we had more Indians than Stare.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Nyinyi kwa sababu mlikuwa na
interesting. Because vile umesema hivi nikakumbuka, of course, Juni Ngara na nina ni desk.
Parklands. Oh, okay. Yes.
Na ni desk. Because pia they don't compromise when it comes to.
Bajue CFO wangu ni wa Jammu.
Ah.
Yeah, our group CFO ametoka Jammu.
Oh, okay.
He's super. He's good.
Presented. Kiongea bustare, my dad alinipatia a very interesting story. So alikuwa anasomea Nyandarua. But sasa alikuwa anajua this center for, you know, got touch na excellence. Walikuwa anataka kuendanga hiyo chuo mbaya sana. So aka apply. Hiyo time ulikuwa na you could write a letter to the school. Wishing that waku reconsider nini nini. They wrote back to him, but sasa now akatuma barua to his school. But nani head teacher wake hiyo time alichukua like, how comes unatushema to you can go there? Akaitwa kwa parade jo. And he was punished.
Oh,
right.
They wrote back akamwambia, we are going to consider your case. Yes.
Ule teacher akasema,
nani anataka kuibisha hii shule? Ati kuna mtu anaweza fikiria anaweza toka hapa aende
a better school.
That was like 71 72.
No,
it was funny. Aliambia chua tunge aspire tu kwa different. Aliko like, ah, wewe sasa we don't do that here. This is a school yenye tunapelekanga up to this level. So if you aspire, unaleta ujuaji mingi.
Utashangaa. Alafu nani, still to stick na Stare Ethicon. Do you think he's going to have that in quotes Stare spirit and give people like a free fair?
I incredible. Hope so. I really hope so. Your position yake ni sensitive sana.
Yeah.
And in a way, kuna venye sasa una represent.
Yes.
Izo ethos na the values ya mtu wa Stare. So you umechukua, tuseme umechukua government on your shoulder, so to speak.
Yes.
So kuna vile kuna ka expectation.
Yeah, yeah.
Ukikames, kuna venye watu wataanza kusema, ah. So we wish him well.
Yeah.
Juu your position yake can be extra sensitive.
Yes, yes. Yeah. It's extra. Yeah. And mimi ushindaga nikisema, all he needs to do ni announce the right result. Just does not have job to be the result people want. As long as it's the right result.
Yeah. Kwa the process vile nafaa kufuatwa,
yeah.
Announce the result.
Kila kitu kwa transparent. Whoever wins, wins. Whether kuzojua kuna watu wata vote because they assume someone is going to lose. Doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
So as long as you ita happen, itakuwa nini. Alafu msa nasikia tukibonga juu ya Stare ethos anashindwa ni gani. So wacha nikuulize, uli waifanya nini? Voluntary service? Nulifanya hapi?
So voluntary service yangu ya kwanza ilikuwa
Mbagavi
Hospital. So ilikuwa holiday, lazima ungeenda kufanya holiday job. Ama voluntary service, una volunteer mostly hospitals na government offices.
Yes.
Na sasa ukivolunteer ni kusema kuenda hosisa, ni kuenda kuwasha choo, kumopuko kwa floor, all manner of. kukufunza kuwa, you know, service oriented and serving the community.
Yes.
So yangu ya kwanza ilikuwa Mbagathi Hospital.
Wow, ilikuwa Mbagathi?
Mbagathi, oh, yeah. Okay, okay. Kumbuka, back then ilikuwa ituwa Infectious Diseases Hospital.
Ooh, damn.
It's an environment una work because enye uki work hapo, you're working because of that value ya service and serving the community.
Yeah.
Mm. From cleaning the floors, kutumatumwa dawa, clerical work, nini.
Mm.
So it was like 1.5 months, December yangu ya 97, I think, number 96, nilitumia huko.
Oh, okay.
The next one ilikuwa ka dispensary huko Ushago.
Eh, nyewe huko angukia. Mi niliangukiaga. Eh.
Unisabu hafika ni?
Mi nilikuwa places mbili, Nairobi Hosi na Sharia House. Those two places were perfect. Because Nairobi Hosi, there was ile ka 10 o'clock tea, yeah, kuna lunch na kuna ile 4.
Yeah.
Pia Sharia House ilikuwa the same. 10 o'clock tea, lunch, na nini? Na hiyo 4 o'clock.
Mbagathi, I can't remember tukupatiwa chakula. Ilikuwa ujipange, I cannot remember.
Yeah, kusijua na nasikia. Place into infectious diseases.
How do you land to do you appear what, there na barua?
No, what used to happen? Yeah, takumuka misu na jua memory yangu, I don't remember. So what used to happen?
It was almost like kuna designated institutions. Starehe has already established your relationship. Okay. So na wanajua every school ikifungwa kila holiday, we will send X number of boys kukuja kupatiana service. Na you are not paying, you are not incurring anything. Ilikuwa. So either ilikuwa jitaftia kama ni shag zenda kwa local dispensary wange na useme I want to serve.
Yes.
Kama ni Nairobi mostly, it had become an established practice. That KNH kutakuwa na watu, Nairobi Hospital, Sharia House was common.
Yes.
Griffin alikuwa Sharange, Sharange tayari, yes.
So how did they used to choose that? And Isa John niko naye hapa na sikumbuka. Cuz I remember I ended up at Sharia House and I ended up at Nairobi Hosi, but if you ask me what happened, they used to select how
like niko niko apply, uliko na apply that in December ama in August nataka kufanya community service.
Yes.
Ama hiyo voluntary service.
Yeah.
So kwenda hiyo ofisi ya voluntary service scheme, you apply, then unasema mahali nataka kwenda, unajitafutia kwenye Ushago. Ama in easy places we already have opportunities, kama Sharia House, unaandika whatever. So I think kama ni zile place wenye wana kuplace, they would then decide who goes where.
Yeah.
Kama unajitafutia where you come from, they would give you a letter kukuintroduce.
So kama hii Sharia House ilikuwa, sasa you voluntary service nini ndo wanakuambia sasa utaenda hapa.
Yeah,
so we used to choose and then they'd tell you if there's an opportunity.
Kama kuna opportunity.
Oh, okay, okay. Because hiyo ya nini, hizo mbili nilifurahia. The only one ile ilikuwa interesting is because two things happened. We used to come from very funny backgrounds, so we didn't understand vitu. So I don't know if you have like a funny story that happened during voluntary service. Miangu ile kwa funny ni kuna time call ishapigwa pale Nairobi Hosi. So kuna phone zilikuwa gazile za kuchukua, alafu so you pick kr, alafu so mtu ashapiga afakaniambia, hey, I don't want to talk to this nurse nini nini. Miss Dragi, unafaa kuiacha hivi uende utafute mtu. Mimi nilihang up nikaenda kumtafuta. Nikaja namwambia, "Eh, call ilikuwa hapo." So phone sa, "Did you put the phone back?" Au unajotaki kafala kama leo. Hey, ilikuwa that was funny.
So look at position kwa desk.
With Nairobi Hosi tulikuwa we were just doing everything, running errands, mambo enda pale, enda hapa, enda hapa, enda hapa. Like for me, the worst thing I didn't like about that, like my report came out, I think hata I don't know kana nina kumbuka gal kwa penda kuni enjoy boy anaitwa Alex Njuki akwa penda kuni enjoy kus report yangu ilitokea. He's very timid kwa likuwa adole adole imeshika hivi, you are surrounded by nurses. Alafu kulikuwa na nurse moja alikuwa msupu ametoka mrima msupu. Alafu yuko na
wobbly,
nilikuwa na muogopa unajua ile kutoka starch adole imeingia. Now I know girls are beautiful.
Yeah.
So
na huyu yuko hapo anakupatia attention.
Okay, yeah, professional. That's a new one, wewe kuwa timid tusekoli kwa ule
hey, next to girls wona nijue. Nilikuwa na shrink, nilikuwa zile za kwa sasa na
tukiwa high school ulikuwa wewe ndio ule msee.
Analenga dawa.
Tupak.
Hizo nipenda baadaye. Mimi tunaanza kana rege, but maybe tutabonga jioni ni. Yeah. So do you have any experience that you had like for voluntary that stood out, like either good, funny, cuz me to that I've never forgotten that. There used to be this nurse, like damn, she had an ass also. Okay.
Nothing much I remember. Other than ile sasa nilijumko kwa wadu kwa IDH. As three boys, Nukwami, na George Martin, and I can't remember who the third one was.
Yes.
Na, Oh, I think my most interesting one is IDH. Ile clinic nilienda dispensary nilienda kwa home because you're supposed to do everything. This particular instance, the medical officer ana examine a pregnant woman. See, they normally come for these prenatal visits, so they have to place vitu kusikiza nini. And I'm there. Because I'm supposed to act. Unajua unapatiwa any job, either kwa pharmacy ama kwa whatever. So in her mind, I think anafikiria we are supposed to be trained.
Eh.
So anakwambia pia kuja usikize. Haya, guza hapa, this is what you... No, of course, that time you are a 15-year-old.
Yes.
This is, you know, almost
Adole
a
chamami.
So you are there feeling very uncomfortable. And I'm sure a patient pia anashindwa.
Ni gani hizi?
It's a professional setting, but ni gani hizi kakidi kana...
Yeah. So kwa na uniform, eh?
Lazima ungevaa uniform. Lazima ungevaa a school uniform. So it was a very... But it did give us that sense of duty.
Yes.
Service, work ethic na commitment na nini.
Ilikuwa nini? It was such an experience. So kulikuwa na hiyo. I love Sharia House. I was also... Sharia House was more fun. Because ilikuwa now you're dealing with CCNMA files too. So ilikuwa gamtu akikam kutafuta birth certificate ama nini. Unaambua ende. Kulikuwa na kiruma. Remember there used to be a room where we'd go there and whatever. Alafu wapo yu the 10 o'clock tea. I think inye gava yetu waste do. Like now in hindsight when you are older, you look at it as a wastage of public funds. Because I remember like, kuna siku kuna have even a chicken pie. Najua. Na yu najua yuko paid for by the government. Like why... Is the government paying for my chicken pie? Makes no
sharia.
Sense. Sharia House, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, lunch ilikuwa mzuri hapo na palace juu chapo dengu fulani. Jioni mkimaliza, you'd have like it was crazy. Hapo unajua za kid. Coming from background yetu.
Food is it's priority huko iko juu.
Ko priority sana.
So tungeenda hizo nini ethos tukua jamu. Dile reports zingerudi.
Singekuwa
following sijui nini we are missing such and such items in our office. Ingekuwa pale niko like kulikuwa na nini? Na ulikuwa na kafala hapo. So ungeona maybe by the time tunafungua chuo unaona tu items za Sharia House. Items za Nairobi Hospital sijui nini. Ungepata hata mzee ako tu nini kwa dining hall na kapio Nairobi Hospital.
Oh, vile nyinyi
mlikuwa. Ndiko nyinyi mlichagua wapi? So it was kulikuwa na wale watu walikuwa baya. Na sasa kuna sasa wale watu walikuwa ka focus kama
huyo CFO wetu.
Kama huyo CFO wangu.
Na wewe pia.
Na
wewe
pia.
Kusini na ulifanyaga computers tukiwa seko kwa sasa nothing like
I was very interested. I think just like curiosity. Kumbuka before that huko hiyo na computer mali. Then unaingia shule na kuna computer room. At some point ili move from the main school ikaenda across the road.
Yes.
So ilikuwa ile juu, which of course ni limited na mko wengi. Ilikuwa first come first.
Majioni jioni.
Majioni after classes.
Yes.
So ilikuwa ile uko parade unangojia the last bigo ya kusema dismissed. Natoka mbio.
Yeah, ndio uende kwa.
Upate space hapo kwa computer fulani. So at least you are lucky to introduce your computer very early on. And in a way, ili contribute miku penda mambo ya engineering sana. Technical orientation. So ilikuwa computer. Ile kitu ingine ili nime pursue since then ni hiking. Nilikuwa scout. Fact check yangu ya kwanza ilikuwa Feb after joining high school kwa form 1. Then nikaingia club ilikuwa inaitwa Survival Club. Ilikuwa na Survival Club.
Survival Club. Pia hiyo kwa kulala kwa bush jona random Saturday.
Yes. Kulikuwa na President Award Scheme.
I remember that.
Chuo ilikuwa invest heavily in hiking. It was like a whole department. And a whole warehouse iko na hizo hiking equipment.
Yes.
Kumbuka kulikuwa na a whole Nissan Land Rover 2 na
kibasi cha black and white, ndio?
Mercedes Benz.
Kina kichwa fani hivi.
Kichwa fani na zebra.
Kina kakilori.
Iko na nini za zebras.
Yes. Dedicated to hiking. Then there was even a head of department, wayo department ya hiking. So it was heavy investment.
So ulikuwa unaendaga hizo hiking?
Nilianza kwanza hiyo Feb vile nilienda ya kwanza ni like hiking. Sikuwa hata hike hata mmoja mpaka nitoke form 4.
And
then afterwards sasa nimeipursue ni kama career yangu ya pili.
But I hope you plan kwenda Everest.
Ingakonga ni kama temptation unaona nimefanya zote za Africa like now I've done all the key ones I need to do in Africa.
So hapa ushaduga gani?
You see, these days I do Mount Kenya every 3 months. But I climb from the starting point. Ukitumia route na Rumoro kuna starting point inaitwa Met Station. I go non-stop to Lenana inachukua about 6 hours.
Oh, okay.
So nikianza 6:30 a.m. in the morning. By midday we nimefika Lenana which is the summit. Then unateremka again non-stop by around 5 p.m. 5:30 ushatoka.
That's 11 hours, eh?
Yes.
Put us in coffee to
just walk in.
Lenana is the peak.
Field mbaya.
Lenana is there. So ina peak tatu. Kuna Batian, Nelion, Lenana. Oh. But Batian, Nelion, ile sasa ni Marocks.
Yeah.
Lazima ufanye rock climbing.
Hizo ni zile sasa za...
Za hizo za Everest sasa. Bado sijafika yu level ya kusemacha ni pata nini. So, but Lenana is the highest peak you can hike to.
Okay.
Yeah. So, unajua umeanza kuwa ultra when you can do it in a day. Because mtu akawa because of acclimatizing na nini tunasemanga take 3 or so days
so like unamwaga tu na random Saturday nenda ku hike
Saturday namwa like 2 weeks ago nilikuwa huko
yeah
well tuseme beginning ya hiyo na Kongo umejipanga zile hike tutaenda hiyo mwaka usha plan hii month naenda hii month naenda hii the key ones in between kuna ile opportunity kuna mwa nasikia sijui tunaenda wapi baadaye zuna una join but ni kitu sha kuingia. And I guess everybody has, eh?
But it makes sense. Those are those that are CEO hobbies, eh?
I'm going to hike.
Kabla niji convinced.
Most CEOs ufanya goal.
Yeah?
Most CEOs ufanya goal.
Yeah. Oh, see, but pure hiking, it's such, of it's course, not nature, maybe an African ni, CEO ni, thing, ni, but...
Meditating na nini, being in nature, una meditate. Because it's 12 hours bila simu.
Yeah.
Na bila watu around you. So you're
just you also have to concentrate, sindio?
Una concentrate sana. It's you, your mind, na nature.
Lakisa muna kwa gatu wangapi? Like kukipanda?
So ina depend. Like sometimes I just do solo hikes. Iyo temu takasa ku unwind.
Yes.
Think of some problem ukonayo, resolve it. Kama ni Mount Kenya, nikifanya solo, you have to have a guide. So guide ako hitha mbele yako, manyuma yako, batu kupeke yako. Oh. Solo thoughts.
Also si guide na kupigisha story. Nafikiria nini juu ya ruto na mkuru kwa jaka? Hakuna hizo?
Hizo hakuna. Unless I'm hiking na mabeshtu wako, my boys. So that one now is a fun sort of hiking na my boys. Stories up and down. And once in a while, kuna group meet me na ito Doras. They are probably one of the few very corporate hiking groups. Very professional.
Okay.
So sometimes, every time wako na hike, na jingiza hiyo tu.
So every time when I'm going to take a hike, ni just
so it's quite literally, yeah.
Because this year, you're like, tunajua, likuwa na mbua, take a hike.
Take a hike.
Like,
yeah. Unajua,
unajua, not wanted in this area.
Not wanted in this area.
Wow. Yeah. Damn, but that's an interesting, isn't it? So, you, Sasa, see, you have to make sure that, do you go for a medical checkup before doing that? See, has to, lazima kwe, your body is working optimally.
I would say moderately fit.
Yeah.
But ni fitness una build over time. So I suppose due to your discipline in high school, I've always been running. In a recreational running. Una
piga
kilometer mbili, kilometer tano, hivi.
Oh,
okay. And walking a lot. So I say, I think kila mtu kuna nini system yake ya fitness. Kuna tuwa gym, kuna tuwa kuwalk, kukimbia nini. I suppose yangu ni hiking. But for you to hike,
yes.
Lazima pia unafanya ile jogging. In between the hikes.
Yes.
But also you build it over, your fitness una build over time. You start Kilimambogo, Longonot, then unanza badai as the high altitudes, moja moja. So over time, ukuna ile muscle memory, pia your body may adjust to high altitudes.
Endurance.
Endurance. Yes, your endurance. Lazima ikue. And they say, watu wale uhaiku watu usema, tumefanywa character development. Which is also to experience your pain in your sasa. So in a way, you don't have to be a teen, fit.
Yes.
Majority of hikers, mikuta kwa mulima, I would call them moderately fit.
Oh, okay.
They're also not trying to do Mount Kenya in a day. Ni mtu mahali tu nitafika saa 8 narudi. So I'm just out there to just be in nature. Which is the best way of hiking.
You nina kwa gaja. How is it? Is it very steep places hivi? Ama ni in a wiggle?
Inalingana. Inalingana. So Mount Kenya, of course, ni steep. Kuna peaks fulani ya badia zinaanzanga na fujo. Alafu, almost always, pale kumalizia, tunaitanga summit push. Inakuanga can be extra steep. Depending. So it's a good test of character.
Oh.
Fitness, but also character. Because at some point, inakuanga mental game, not physical.
Yes.
It's mental.
Oh, alafu by nini, at the end of the day, how your legs? Because by the time unashuka, lazima.
So lazima ufanye physio. If you're doing it professionally, physio, physio saidia sana. And nowadays, kuna a lot of sports, sports massage nini, clinics, ama sports physio clinics. Inasaidianga sana ukimaliza just the next day, ama within 48 hours, and unaenda. A physio. Yes, and a stretching, and a your deep tissue, inasaidia sana that recovery.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And diet? Uko, what's in your bag?
Maji, the most important thing ni maji. So you carry 3 liters of water. So that's like 3 kg because hydration is key. Watch yangu na niambianga, sometimes you lose up to 3.4 liters of water through sweating. And for sure you sweat. Because, kumbuka the one thing about hiking ni altitude. Kitambo I never used to understand altitude sickness in India until unafika mali. Unaanza kupata hallucinations.
Okay.
You start staggering, unaanza kushindwa ni nini, kugongaonga tu vitu hivi, nausea, sometimes nakuwa bloated. So after 3,000 meters, oxygen inakuanga very low.
Yes.
So you struggle a lot na kubreathe. So you are doing a very strenuous exercise, but oxygen iko low, so your body is really struggling. So some people get sick. The worst it can happen ni maji kudevelop kwa brain yako. Ama kwa lungs. That's the most extreme. And that now an emergency situation. But almost always, ayukienda badeas past a certain level, utaanza ku experience headache, lightheadedness, vitu kama hizo. So they say maji usaidia sana. So lazima chukue a lot of water kwenda juu. And you sweat a lot because oxygen kidogo, so your body is now having to work much harder. So lazima kubebe maji mob. Snacks, although depending, mi siwezangi kukula ni after a certain night.
Yes.
Appetite isha potea. Your altitude sickness. Lazima ubebe, the mountains ukua moody. So unazanza na jua, after a few hours isha anza kurain.
Oh.
Udala moody ingine siju yaji. So lazima pia ubebe
nini, jacket
waterproof.
Yes,
all the time. So some snack, jacket waterproof. Maybe some personal first aid kit TV. But maji is the most critical.
Damn. Kuzumi ya nonaga izota nikionaga Everest nchikete vile wasome dedi wakienda Everest jumujuaga, that's not me, that would never happen. But roja msekawe ni kushua niza kuwa tempted. So how do you fight such an urge, the urge to be like, you know what, maybe it's time to do Everest? How do you fight that urge?
Temptation, there's always that temptation. But I suppose kumbuka, so Everest sasa ina, it's not hiking per se, tunaitanga ni mountaineering. And it's very technical. So hapo lazima, in fact, when there are very specialized training, ya kutumia hizo ma ropes na nini. It's not hiking per se. And I say, ikiwa ni hobby, you should do it responsibly.
Yes.
Because you have a lot of other responsibilities. Ni za job, ni za familia, ni za nini. So if there's anything that gives you a very high probability of a fatality, I probably wouldn't think there is need for it. Yes.
Yeah, because hiyo mina yanga jaga tu. Because yeti mpaka ati hizo bodies has tolewa
kufilio. Wezi wezi
doa. Zinachango hapo.
Yes, zinachango tu
hapo. Chilo ya fuck around and find out.
Yes, ndio
yosari. It's crazy. The
last time I think I was, nilifanya such an outdoor activity that involved sasa kutembea, doing stuff in Hell's Gate. I think that was 2014.
Which is also a good way. What like Hell's Gate?
Na mimi sasa nikuamekosana na bibi yake. So nile unaitwa nini, your ride is quite awkward, you bring in other people. Yeah, I didn't know. So niko like, oh,
so you had the three of you.
Ni vile kwa hell, so
okay, so mtakao kuinja you
to the Hell's Gate.
Na sasa nini, na do you also umetoka kujoke yake, do you girl golf too? Because you're being
Funny enough, I've never golfed.
Yeah, would you try?
Because of my hiking, it means every Saturday, I'm either hiking or I'm in Shag's gardening.
Oh.
I'm passionate na gardening. Gardening ya maua. And then kuna program fulani nilianza 8 years ago. Yeah, ideally, initially ilikuwa kusaidia vijana wa home. Najua watu central wamekunywa sana.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, it's a crisis huko. So nikaanza program fulani hapo. Idea ilikuwa ni wapatie economic opportunity through agriculture. So nika form NGO, which is still running. Nikaanza program ya agriculture, unawapatia inputs, alafu na guarantee market. So ni kama aggregator hivi. So nakupatia input, mbegu, fertilizer, chemicals nini, then I guarantee you the market. Whatever happens, we will buy. Then I aggregate with watu wengine. So it has meant for the better part of this decade imeisha, it has kept me extra busy for me to say naweza focus na goal. Ukichanganya na hiking, but I want to start maybe huku jam.
Oh,
next year target yangu ni kuanza golf sasa.
So nini like how many youth wako kwa hiyo nini yako? Like how many people do you think
you know the thing expanded initially. In fact before COVID ilikuwa imefika to cover the entire county. Now what happened bila ulita youths wakuje? It ended up being it's more women who are participating than the young men themselves.
Yes.
So it ended up being then being whoever wants to be in the groups because we formed different groups and clusters. Aingie at its peak to look about 1500 homesteads that are benefiting from the program.
It's a village.
Nini
village?
Yeah. So nini village?
Eh?
The market, where is the market now?
So tulianza na French beans.
Okay.
Za export, so unachukua order from a local exporter because exporters wa Kenya they don't grow the beans themselves.
Yes.
Them they aggregate, they buy from other farmers. So kazi yangu ilikuwa you sign an order na huyo exporter anakuambia next 3 months nataka tan 10 ama tan 50.
Yes.
Then my team in underground ina mobilize farmers who wants to farm, register hapa.
Okay.
Uki register tunakupatia mbegu, certified mbegu, tunakupatia fertilizer. Spraying has to be my team because it's very regulated.
Okay.
Yes. So it has to be nyinyi ndio mnafanya the spraying na management.
Do you see to me anything that can be cancerous?
Yes.
Okay.
Then once the and then you manage because uko na team yako kwa ground ya agronomist. When it's ready, muna aggregate, munapelekea sasa the muna aggregate, munapelekea exporter and export, munalipa the farmers first. Ni munabaki na deni na cause guarantee you to the farmers and we will give you a particular price.
Okay.
We will give you offtake whether tumepata market or not.
Okay.
We will pay you on time. Yes.
Na hiyo nini, it's interesting because vile umesema hivyo ati wa mother ndio wameichukua. Majuzi tulikuwa na this former sport pesa winner. Na alikuwa anasema he may also decided to empower people through pig farming. And you're saying it's mostly peer women joining and that's now in Western Kenya. Why do you think this thing is there where ni kama women are more driven than
history of boy child ni it's a complex story.
Yeah.
And atokujaribu ku engage na youth wa home ku understand hii majamaa shidenyu kwa nini. Initially my thesis ilikuwa wanakunywa juu lack of economic opportunity, so solution ilikuwa waleta economic opportunity. But like boy child pia ile ka self respect na ile ka self empowerment, you know, having a focus na nini, wana struggle nayo, which is the way ulikuwa unasema the way we were nurtured squeeze ni tofauti sana. It's like kuna system ina produce a generally weak and not confident man. Na nakuwa sasa the society especially rural is becoming very it's what we call it maternalistic, I think. Yeah, that's the word.
Yes.
It's women who now run homesteads, run communities and run the at least the economic side of their society.
Yes.
So I am not surprised any village leo kaenda useme kuna hii economic opportunity that needs you to put in some hard work. Majority will turn up will be women. Because also the responsibility at the end of the day akulea.
Yes,
like to wapatia ni wao.
Yeah, because men unajua unaweza you can't ignore your seed. Lakini mothers
well, you can't.
Yeah, it's a crisis. Una liliwa. Yeah. I mean, place no happens the farm.
Yeah?
Ocha. I place unasema
Muranga.
Oh, Muranga.
So ni lazima program kama ya Muranga County yote, so several constituencies after COVID. Nikai scale down to just my constituency Mathioya.
Na akunaga the fear that cause Kenyans the politicians might think you want to run for office, and if they think they want to run for office they can even be a threat to life so akuna hiyo fear like umsani zafikiria anatry kumnyanganya job amwe.
I think initially there were rumors oh jamaa lazima akwa anataka kuni. In fact when I started it in 2016 watu walifikiria it's cause anataka 20 hiyo election ya 2018
yes
huyu jamaa anataka ku 2017 atakuwa run. That was the thinking then. Alafu anaona ai jamaa
ana shughuli
na hizo. So I don't think iliwaifika hiyo level ya politicians kuona huyu jamaa ni kama threat.
Yes.
Yes. Haikuwaifika at least not to my knowledge.
Oh, na sa MP wa Madhiwa mshamit mshabonga.
Also the beauty is because of my position in a way kuna venye you always when I MP mtakuwa on the same circles whatever. So nikianza hiyo group MP, in fact at some point I used to tell MPs kuja ni company tuende to to mobilize watu una vile CDF inaza ingia una pia una reach out to the county kuambia county kuko hivi we have a very one of the best governors. Your governor wetu ni ukimpatia plan poa valid aina mambo mingi somehow he will try to fit in and
Muranga, who's the governor?
Kangata, Dr. Kangata.
Oh, yeah, Kangata.
I think we passed through Kangata. Up and we saw
serious and focused.
Atuko na enjoy ya na mwafi kuni building bridges initiative. Tukipita Thika now, ni ma bridge all the way to Kirinyaga.
They've done well.
Okay. So, nataka sasa turuke kwa your professional life, eh? So professionally nachiki uli study engineering. So the story is you finished your engineering degree on a Friday, started at an audit firm on Monday.
Yeah.
With zero knowledge of finance. Like how does this happen?
So ilikuwa back then kumbuka jobs were scarce.
Yes.
Uko early 2000s. The new government had just come in. So economy was just starting to.
Okay.
So I suppose kulikuwa na ile kitu hauchagui kazi.
Uli kwame do which specific engineering?
Chemical and process engineering.
Okay. That's how many? 4 years?
5 years.
5 years, eh? So 5 years more. Or 5?
Yeah, 05. You guys finished in 04, nikamaliza 05.
Yes.
But by 2004, by some happenstance, some guy akaniambia, by the way, Sam, due that time it was clear nitapata first class. Kambia, jo una zawak, I don't know why.
You're not scared too serious, dude. Because you have a first class.
Kambia,
see,
projection.
I thought, yeah, una jo otin. So akaniambia, una jo una zawak Central Bank.
Yeah.
I'm in some insurance company. And that's when it hit me. Actually, with the mathematical background in engineering, you can work in anything that is mathematical. Oh, sina zimu fanya kazi engineering.
Yes, yes.
And from that time nikaanza kuwa na interest ya financial services industry generally. Kuangalia who do they hire. And nikaanza toa mind yangu focus ati nikitoka university, I look for an engineering job. Ikikuja sawa, isipokuja nitatafuta. Then the next year vile the big four audit firms uzunguka campuses. Zikiuliza who wants to join us.
Yes.
And then they're very clear, they don't choose the degree. Kama umefanya anthropology, umefanya whatever, you apply.
Yes.
So tuka apply, tuka pitishwa, pitishwa tests, tuka pita interview, nika employwa.
Oh, okay.
So, as you say rightly, nilimaliza project yangu on Friday presentation, nika travel sato kwa best yangu buruburu, of course auna hawa mna omuku.
Yes, yes.
Monday nikaanza job.
Mm.
Your time, the only idea ya credit ni nini, ilikuwa kale ka post bank book. Kumbuka mukipatua help. Those yes. Ka book, kadogo likuwa nananako. Munambua, it will be credited. So napatia watu wa posta wa credit. That was my idea of what a credit is. But nilikuwa nashindwa sidoni yangu mbona mnanipatia credit.
Yeah.
So sikuwa najua debit na credit nini. So ilikuwa na sign contract, but the contract inasema you have 2 years to qualify as an accountant.
Damn, okay.
But 2 years. Na unge fail, they didn't allow you to fail exams. So I expect you work hard, but in 2 years you must have passed.
Okay.
You are accounting. So life ilikuwa kali beginning because one, uko na job demanding. As my mwanze, I used to start my day. In fact, I used to enter the office at 6:15 a.m. almost every day. Between 6:15, so say job mtanza uko 7-ish.
Yes.
Almost always, munafanya kazi mpaka usiku. Audit can be very intense. So 8, 9. Unaenda home, unakula. I used to time myself and fike home just when the news.
Which specific firm is this?
PwC.
PwC, okay.
PricewaterhouseCoopers.
So is that which office? E main office yapa?
That time wali kwa Raimtula. Your time tulikuwa Raimtula. Raimtula towards Upper Hill. Then later on wali hama kenda Westy.
Westy, okay.
So my typical day likuwa nakupaka 9-ish. Ama I want to be home just before 9. Unakula, mna watch news, sa unaanza kusoma.
Kusikuza kuwatch news.
Paka midnight. Your time likuwa lazima watch news kidogo 30 minutes.
Let me get misinformed. Before I sleep.
Yes, before I sleep. No, sasa hakuna kulala after news. Yeah. And in that, sasa I used to dedicate about 2.5 hours kila siku. So my typical day likuwa namuka 5, unalala about midnight. Because the work is intense, but lazima kupita mtihani.
Yeah.
So within 2 years, of course, nika pita mtihani. So I moved completely from an engineer to an accountant. Then of course, as an accountant, I still need a degree finance kitu kama hiyo, so I had to register now for a new degree finance, but I completely now shifted from engineering to finance.
Okay. Damn. And nini? So, time kai uki jump fields hivo, like what sort of salary are they starting?
No, it was good by those standards because I think look at nanzishwa na 57k
net. So,
no, gross.
Gross.
But okay. Kumbuka ni early 2000s.
Okay.
So maybe in modern cash would be above 100 or so. No, metoka campus trade.
Yes.
In your life ujaishika 50k imeshikana hivi. And then the other thing ukiingia tu hivyo wanakupatia suit allowance. I think you look unapatiwa net ya 40k. Unajua hauna suti.
Yes.
So first thing shika 40k ndio ununue suti.
So suit unaenda unaambiwa place ya kununua au unaenda place.
Sasa unajipanga. Sasa 40k sasa unajipanga. I think kulikuwa na jamaa anauza second hand suits. Tao. Kama 4K hivi so unaenda pula jipanga na
suti kadhaa at least
suti kadhaa 3-4 hivi. So hiyo suit allowance meant the world. You can imagine umetoka tu campus alafu unapata kwa 40K.
Hiyo ni kaa 80K on clothing.
Yes.
Now.
Yeah, now. That's a lot of money ya clothing.
Absolutely, excuse me. Unachagua the wrong suits. Kwa zile oversized. Kwa
zile ma oversized.
Kwa hizo time. Kwa ma oversized. Zile
three buttons na ile, ilikuwa nitu waje, ile double something.
Yes.
Because ukiangalia picha nowadays unanga.
Wajuzi cheki nani, Elon Musk was joking that fashion haja evolve for some time. Because your fashion always goes through those faces. I don't know if you've ever noticed where at some point it's oversized, then it comes in a quite tight, then I go back to oversized. Yeah. So size imebaki sana kwa hizi tight fit and
tight,
what
fit, fit,
fitting. Nicheki Elon was complaining that nothing is happening to fashion.
Nataka tabendeze, unajua saa complain sasa.
Kama tuko high school kwa ile ya baggy.
Yeah.
T-shirt kinafika huko.
Alafu kusag.
Na kusag. Kwa na jeans baggy.
Tuwagai huko. So alafu time ungena kunga nimeanza kusikiza rap alafu nimesag. Alafu nakuga Habat, the late Habat.
Habat, yeah.
Habat wajua likuwa fipea. Yeah. Sasa alikuwa, tusema fipea antrai kuwa maji. Sijai sahau. Sijai sahau. Una feel guilty. Because rap ilikuwa inafaa kwa
ya. Stick to your roots.
Yeah.
Hey, konene, so na cheki. Unachiki kiti nimekalia ni very comfortable. And saizi kuna vile tume upgrade studio. So kikama pa kwa studio tapata kuna vile kuna like different cupboards and the furniture just looks really good. And that's courtesy of Best Furniture. Best Furniture wako located wapi? Wako located along the Eastern Bypass next to Hopkins Hospital. Alafu, apart from kukumekia very good furniture, another thing that they do is you can pay on delivery. So, unangoja nini? Majuzi mwako nalikisema that I've been getting busy lately, so ilibidi nibaki nime upgrade kitanda. And all I can say is, yo kitanda haujai kuja na soundtrack. Utasumbua watu. Yeah. So, changamka jo. Best Furniture jo. Yeah. Chiki ule studio ni nguvu eh. Acheki. And uki baki umereach out to Best Furniture, usisahau Eko Nene is the guarantee. Cheki gira yanaitwa Ian squeeze one. Haika Ian comfortable. Na ule nakaga iko comfortable mbaya. Best Furniture. Eko Nene.
Yeah. So alafu how do you end up at Centum?
Like, so because sasa niko PwC ni mtu wa finance ume rise through the ranks.
So I want to go back to a PwC. So PwC, when you come in, what's your title? What are you called?
No, mnaanzanga na associate.
Associate, auditor.
Associate auditor.
Okay, alafu, ukagrow.
So associate nafanya miaka mbili, ukikualify unakuwa senior associate.
Okay.
Unafanya senior associate 3 years.
Yes, so kiwa senior associate, this is now when you have to pursue the degree for finance.
You don't have to. So what is important in you can get immediately, you have 2 years to qualify.
As an accountant.
As an accountant. So either finance CPA or a CPA.
Okay.
Once you qualify, then they don't force you to do any other qualification. Then wanataka tu. Ile sasa ukitaka kuongeza masters ama bachelor zingine, now that you are your own business.
Okay.
So nikamalizia associate, ukaenda senior associate 3 years, but training yao pia ni intensive. There's something they invest in, the training.
Okay.
And not just their training, your leadership, training, you know, all manner of training. So your 5 years, you really grow. You really grow as a professional. If I remember, they are supposed by their own policy could dedicate a certain percentage of their revenue to training of staff. Then after 5 years, they send people abroad. Kuna tunaenda London, wengine South Africa. I made an interesting choice ya kuenda Rwanda. Because
why?
Kulikuwa na the firm, they wanted us to set up brand a new firm. And the partner who was going to start it is my mentor.
Okay.
And nil an opportunity that in a smaller firm, you can do much more than just the audit work itself.
Yes.
You can now grow to manage operations of biashara.
Yes.
Which is what happened. It was actually the best decision I make career-wise.
Okay.
You come join, and I got more responsibilities than just finance. I'm audit, running the office, etc. So PwC nilika 11 years.
Okay, alafu nini, acha tu rewind kidogo. Finance, uliko na some degree wapi?
So nilifanya CCA, then nikafanya in little Oxford Brookes University, nikafanya bachelor's in account applied accounting.
Yes. Yes. Is one I do online, I'm one I do wapi?
Physical. No, I would call it distance learning.
Distance learning. Unatumwa yes.
The books na nini?
Yes.
Unasoma, then there's an examination.
Oh.
Then that's the same way I did discipline. Masters. Yeah, my first MBA ilikuwa distance learning. Kuna masters ukifanya abroad you if you want unaweza fanya a few classes huko. But of course yodo ya kwenda kuna.
Yes.
So it was distance learning.
Buda juu kuna discipline nyingine. Mimi na try kuimagine distance learning.
Iliko wiki.
So let's just say the first 6 years after campus ikuwa na social life.
So
2004.
Najua naangalia time frame yako.
Zero time sasa mimi.
2004.
I was chasing skirts bana. Mimi kazi yangu ilikuwa tu ni skirts.
Zero social life.
Kuna focus in life.
Zero social life.
Kuna major in skirts.
Yeah, kuna major in skirts.
Zero social life. And funny enough, some of it that you copy past driven, some of it ilikuwa you may join hii accounting firm. Every majority around you amefanya BCom.
Yes.
I used to feel at least psychologically inadequate. Umefanya engineering na account, so you need to meet the same level na majama mengine. So kama umefanya BCom, I also need to do something either BCom ama you applied accounting.
Yes.
So ilikuwa ile I want to be like them.
Yes.
So later on hizo masters mbili nilifanya ilikuwa tu ile I just like reading. Kitu kama hiyo.
Tulikuwa na nani? Irongo na Kera hapa and si lazima useme figures zako, but I think Irongo was telling us by the time he was 27 alikuwa shafikisha like 1M salo. So how is it ikikam to kuzirongo pia sio alikuwa starehe.
Alikuwa starehe but alienda Stanford.
Yes, alienda Stanford
na Wall Street.
Yes. But even when he came back to Kenya.
But vile alikam Kenya
NIC ama
alikuja NIC equity ama NIC. At some point alifanya one of the equity investment bank ama NIC. He worked for both.
Yes, he worked for both. And even up in Kenya, he grew so fast. Yes. That's why, like, alikuwa tuambia, even when his mentor died, it messed up with him. Because he alikuwa na mentor. So, ienyu, mkianza at 57, how fast does it grow? Because if you have to get all these degrees, you have to grow. You have to what? Is the growth commensurate to the amount of...
In a way, I would say the big four firms, all the four big, they are very fair in the remuneration now.
Oh, okay.
Year on year, sile tunaitanga inflationary adjustment. Because every year you are promoted to a different level. So instead of salo yako kuenda hivi, inakuanga step jump.
Oh, okay.
Unalipo pa that level. So unakuta unaingia na 57K, I think nowadays maybe 100 or so. In our time, within say 5 years, we shall fika yo level ya 300 plus.
Oh, okay. Okay,
which is probably today, what, I don't know. Almost 600K
yes,
or something.
Yes, yes.
So in terms of jumping, salo jumps very quickly and you quickly move to the middle class or middle class salaries at a very early... Because I remember where by the time I was 28, I had already built for my mom, which was a very important thing for me ni mjengea au Muranga, and I had my first car.
Oh.
Na watu shagua alikuwa na shindo, sasa kaka jamaa, kametoka university juzi, nuridi kana jenga nyuma mawe na kana...
Na hizo siku hakuna story za wash wash.
Hakuna story za wash wash wanajua. Yeah. Jamaa kana pata hizi doa. Because back then, ulikuwa expect mtu apate gari at 40.
Yes.
Ama mtu kujenga hao shago ulikuwa expect ni sasa our age ndio wanajenga. So these are cowboys they've just been seeing the other day kakiwa university, sahi kanajenga hao. So tuseme by the standards of that time, much as he's 1 million or so,
yes.
It was a good sort of pairing.
Okay, okay.
It sets you then up for now bigger things in the yes.
Okay. So everything is going on like I'd say perfectly at PwC. Yes. Eh? Why jump to
Kazimob? Well, of course iko na kazi. So ile tulienda Rwanda, tulika Rwanda PwC Rwanda for 5-6 years.
Okay.
So a number of things change. Number one, watoto wako wanakuwa kubwa. Na in your
mind, na family
huko. I had to go with the family.
Oh, okay. Oh.
In your mind the other concern I had is sa quality education ya hapa.
Compared
how is it affecting?
Yes.
Our kid, shouldn't they be doing the Kenyan system. So kulikuwa na hiyo concern. Of course, wife sometimes, unaona, we unaendelea, lakini amebaki nyuma kwa nakaa home. Your time, when you unaenda kufanya kazi huko, yeye anaenda kukusupport. So kuna vile ataanza kuzusha kidogo. Sasa huyu, you are growing, bado anakusupport
tu. You're stagnating, yes.
Na hakuna, it's like hakuna a way out ya kutoka huku, turudi home for us too. So there was hiyo pressure. But also, huko pia, you have to keep moving from one rank to another.
Yes.
The ultimate inakuanga kuwa partner.
Yes.
Oh.
Unatoka from a director, you become a partner. So kuna venye at some point unajiuliza, is this what I want to do? Kingia partner, it's like something now you want to do for the rest of your life. After 11 years, I also felt maybe this is not what I want to do for the rest of the life. But there was an immediate opportunity li come from. Nikasikia center muna tafuta group CFO.
Oh, okay.
Na yo time, ilikuwa hii company nafanya vitu kubwa kubwa. To Rivers Mall. Yamo Power. So they still do. There are people who do very big infrastructural things.
Yes, yes.
Na mina penda tu infrastructure just. So when I had done it after CFO, siku, I didn't even think twice. Nika apply haraka haraka.
Okay.
Nika pata yo job.
Did you ever meet nani? Because he nani kwa involved na center. CK. Vitu zangu CK, yeah?
Yeah, CK. CK used to be the single largest individual owner.
Okay.
And brand yake na center milikuwa zimeshikana in a way. You not just meet, for you to be in that position, it means you work with him on a day-to-day basis, generally.
Yes.
You know, as a key, ni board member. Because ni board member, lazima muna interact na yeye sana. So I would say in those years I worked with him, alikuwa mentor wangu from a business perspective.
How was he? Kusi tuko tamjuaga from the outside, na ile suizaki ya DJ, CK, na kukua kale kabudaka. No, what are you saying? Yalikuwa ni yo, but he was still old and young at the same time. I don't know if that makes sense. Like, he wants to be a DJ, he wants to have fun, he wants to nini, but then there is this other CEO side.
No, the CEO side. Now, him, the businessman, is a different personality. As you are right to say, he ni CEO, well, tukano mita chairman.
Yes.
He kuja ni business, ni business. He was an astute businessman and highly intelligent. And I guess ni ile experience, I've done business for so many decades.
Yes.
Hakuna kitu naza niambia. Anajua, kumambia hivi, anajua what? You know, I've done it before. Been there, done that. So you gained a lot from his own experience. Yeah, biashara ni, he's a, when it comes to business, the personality now was the personality you'd expect of a board chair and a corporate titan.
Okay. And nini, alikuwa na sense of humor, like kuna ile time sasa muna hang out too and it's just fun.
He, in fact, what I liked most about CK, a very sociable human being. Akona out, yes, huyu jamani billionaire huko with achievements na kaje, but at a personal level, even inviting people kwa nyumba yake was a very common thing. At a personal level, very sociable. And once mula get ile level, he trusts you. And now you are a competent person. The relationship then used to be very professional, but also very personal.
Like his last days, sisi wenye we are below middle class, this is how we view life. So what was the conversation about? Because this is someone who has a lot of things, but now ako karibu to lose it all, because when you have battling a chronic illness, you somehow know. So how was he?
Alogi, at the end of the day, bado alikuwa boss wako.
Yeah.
And one of the things I don't do, I always understand kunele boundary ya your boss na wewe.
Yes.
So I suppose I always ensured then the relationship remained that of my boss, my board member, na mimi, as a senior staff member. So you would almost then create a boundary between sasa private life yake na wa. But what I would say, and what I really admire, this is a man who worked until the last minute. Tujua tu wengi ukifika 80 years, and maybe you are having health challenges, na kwa ngatini ya kurest. Him, there was no resting. There was kama ni meeting, he's there, and completely switched on until the very last minute. So if there's one thing at least I would say and I admired, unasikiangola tunakimbianga until the last mile.
Yes.
Now that's him.
Hiyo
energy yake ilikuwa, you know, it was a very inspiring aspect of his life.
Because I think, you know, another thing, to look up, still to go back to the guy who won a sport pesa. Alikuwa anatuambia hivyo juu ya budake, that budake alimwambiaga as unajua umeshinda lottery, but don't make me lose purpose in life. I still need to wake up and go and do something.
Go and do something.
Hiyo kitu una feel nini juu hiyo? Because I always feel like hapa Africa kuna saa zingine ile ni kama the older people haujiua kabla kifo happen, where they end up spending the last days of their lives basically doing nothing.
And I think ni aspect ya mindset. Ukiangalia the few billionaires me interact with, your mindset yao is probably what makes them billionaires.
Yeah.
There's no lazy day.
Mm.
So a good billionaire kuta, even akiwa 80 years old, hata akiwa sick, is probably planning 10 years from now.
Yes.
Unaweza sikia mtu ako hapa, I'm 80 years old, but I'm trying to do something today with the objective of realizing something 10 years out. At no point have I thought that 10 or 20 years I'm not there. The few billionaires I've interacted with, some of whom are not around, it's one thing that used to surprise me. You are old, maybe you are not as healthy, but until up to then, you've not stopped to plan long term. Every day, unaweka unaanza mradi fulani that will probably take another 10 years or so. So your mindset, to me, I think mindset is what probably differentiates majority are successful na unsuccessful people.
Okay. Alafu sasa nini Centrum, like under you, Centrum is a group ama ilikuwa?
So Centrum is a group.
Under Centrum group, what's there and what were you handling specifically?
So at that time nilikuwa group level.
Yes, CFO.
So group CFO. So we're seeing now the entire portfolio. Centrum is what you'd call, for lack of a better, you can call it a group of companies, conglomerate.
Yes.
I'm a private equity. So kazi yao ni kuinvest in different things.
Yes.
Which are well known, wakinya Isuzu, wakinya Coca-Cola bottlers, wakinya Two Rivers Real Estate, etc. So at nilika group CFO for about 4 years. But because real estate was a very big part of their business and has become a very big part of the business, somehow, kwa CFO, you have to be very involved in operations and business.
Okay.
Kama mko, say, beverage company, kazi yako si vitabu tu, lazima unajiingiza huko kwa biashara, the operations. So, it's not surprising then, somehow, nilikuwa nazikuta hizo biashara za real estate.
Yes.
At the end of the day, kumbuka, biashara yote inakuanga about cash returning to the owners. It's about the bottom line.
Yes.
At the end of the day. So it was not surprising then when my then mentor, group CEO, alisema, by the way, soon as I enter idea real estate, to own a what? Because your mentor also, your mentor will create opportunities to try to grow you. So kuna vile aliona with what you've done so far, you can also move to the real estate side and try to achieve something else from that angle. That's how I ended up now moving to the real estate side. Nile promotion. It was a promotion now from a CFO to the managing director of a subsidiary. That's how I found myself in the real estate.
So, local managing director of what specifically?
The company called Centrum Real Estate.
Oh, Centrum Real Estate.
The real estate arm of the business.
Okay. And then, Apo, Okaka, for how long?
No, Apo, I was MD for 3 years.
For 3 years?
Yeah.
Then, Sasandio, Mivida,
Ikakuja. So, after 3 years, e-company naitwa Actis. Actis is a UK-based private equity company. Nikama to Centrum.
Yes.
Yeah, UK. It has many things it owns in Kenya. Used to. So in a, it has many things it owns, grows them, sells them. They were looking for a CEO of one of their subsidiaries, residential development.
Okay.
So somebody approached me, showed me a different vision, and I decided, oh, this I think this is worth it.
Ukishafika hiyo level, what makes you switch? Because I don't think it's just numbers.
No, it's not numbers. I think it's the compelling vision each of the parties in a kuonyesha. Well, sometimes it can also be numbers.
Yes.
It can also be numbers. But also, if you think about the two companies, one is a local conglomerate. The other one is an international conglomerate that invests in Africa, Asia, and Latin America. So it's a way of stepping into something bigger. But also, in a kuonyesha, the challenge they're giving you. At that point, when I was joining Mivida, it was a very small entity compared to the one I was coming from. And the vision they were giving me then is the support they can give me to grow the company to what it has grown to now.
Okay.
So you see the challenge. You see sometimes okay, in a company that's doing well at some point and large, you plateau. Akuna challenge, you just turn up for work and you just started.
Because kila kitu na move.
Kila kitu na move too. But when you have a small entity that is trying to grow very fast, now that's another challenge that is worth. So that challenge also pushes you kusama, let me take on a very different challenge and try to take this company now to that next level.
Okay. So na chikini inakuwa gani joint venture ya Actis and Shapur.
difficult.
Shapurji Palonji. This is, I'm assuming this is Indian.
It's Indian.
Yeah.
So Actis is UK based.
Yes.
It's a major private equity firm.
Mm.
One way another relate now, until recently they used to own Java.
Mm. Oh.
Yes, until recently they used to own Java.
Okay.
They
okay.
still own Radisson Blue, Iko Apa Apa Hill. So it's a major private equity firm.
Mm.
Shapurji Palonji is a major conglomerate in India.
Okay.
Part of their business is inakuanga construction and real estate. So in India, the two guys have a joint venture. So huku Kenya pia wali partner to try to create a leading real estate business that is institutional. It is owned by two large institutions. Umoja ni wa kuleta finance, because Actis is finance.
Mm.
The other one is an operator, because then they know how to run real estate businesses.
Mm.
That's how they established. The idea ya Kenya, you know Kenya suffers from lack of what I would call institutional developers.
Yes.
Development Kenya, like we were discussing earlier, inakuanga mimi wewe tunapata ka plot tunamua tujenge.
Yes.
Tunajenga tunauza ama tunakodesha.
Mm.
It's good, but it has also had its challenges.
Yes.
Because it depends na mimi na wewe kukuwa na ile integrity.
Yes.
Na kukuwa credible that tukichukua do ever say we will actually build and deliver. And there have been many scandals as you've seen.
Mm.
So the idea of these two partners then was to create an institutional business well governed and to try to institutionalize real estate. Especially residential huko Kenya.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Kuzio ndio kitu pia kwa taka tubonge. Hii, cause kama Mivida mna deal with a lot of off-plan, yes? So how do you make sure that people trust you? Cause mwana watu wakilia sana. Kikamplisto is a off-plan.
Yeah.
Wena kuwagele like at some point, you couldn't expect nyumba at Japata. So joga yu story.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how do you mumewezaje kumanuva hapo na kufanya watu wa trust? Because now it's a trust issue.
It's a trust business.
Nikikupatia hii pesa.
Utajanga.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. And you know, when they started, they didn't, even though walikuwa nauza off-plan, they were not relying on the off-plan sales kujanga. They pumped in a lot of capital in the billions into that business. Na wakaanza kujanga Garden City.
Okay.
So I think the trust comes from, number one, you're not dealing with individuals. EC business, ya sam na mwa.
Yeah.
It is a company. It's a corporate with a head office.
Mm.
It is owned by other well-respected institutions. Mm. So ni kama kusikia kuna of the big companies in Kenya, kuna ka subsidiary ka real estate, uta trust that because it's owned by an institution, even the governance, uko iko strong.
Yes.
Then the track record, ya kusema mulifanya project ya kwanza, mukamaliza. Mulifanya pili, mukamaliza. Mukafanya tatu, mukamaliza. That track record, pia na bidile trust.
Mm.
Atenye watu wakipatiwa pesa, they do they keep their promise.
Mm.
So I think our track record, so far imeonyesha everything we've sold and promised by X date will be delivered.
Mm.
We have always delivered.
Mm.
Yes.
Oh, alafu nani, like, how's your clientele? Like, is it mostly just Kenyans wako hapa? Is it kuna foreign investors, kuna... What's it called? Is it Kenyans in the diaspora? Mm. Like who is investing in off-plan? Because wa Kenya wengi, I think, also trust kitu iko fully completed. Nela? They
that's
feel...
That's a good question.
Yeah.
So, interestingly, all of you nyumba are not necessarily buying a house in the strict sense of that I'm buying a home.
Mm.
Inakuanga investment. Inakuwa umeamua niko na ka 5M apa, naeza nunuaka ka investment for rent.
Yes.
Because ile rent itakuwa monthly niko na ka income.
Yes.
Na ile kitu tunaita wealth preservation. Hakuna kitu poa ku preserve wealth kama real estate.
Yeah.
Juu kuna kitu tunaita, I use a technical term, tunaita inflation hedging. Inflation hedging ni kusema ile how nilikuwa na rent Jamu 05 at 10k, leo ukienda hiyo how maybe na rent 20 something k.
Mm.
In other words, your rent ime move na inflation.
Yes.
Your return itakuwa affected na inflation. So majority of investors, to your question, wanakuanga what you call investor buyers. Mostly ni people of a 30, primarily. Mtu amekuwa kisave for some time. Anataka atoe pesa maybe some money market fund. Ajiweke for real estate, for the returns, but also in the capital gains.
Yes.
About 10% of our portfolio today ni Kenyans in the diaspora.
Mm.
If I look at the total portfolio,
yes,
the rest ni Kenyans who are here. And you'll find ni Kenyans who are buying multiple units. Nanunua hii project. Once I start earning from it, mukenda the next one, I'll go with you. So you tend to keep the same sort of range of customers.
Makes sense. Because pia trust is such an important thing.
Yes.
So if I trust you, I'll keep
moving with you. You delivered my first one, so I trust you to deliver.
You're building the next homes one. And trust at the same time.
It's very important. Yes.
Alafu nini pia pana chiki mulipatana na IHS Kenya for green affordable homes. So green meaning?
So green, ajai mambo ya global warming na sustainability imekuwa mainstream. So green inamaanisha you are trying to reduce as much as possible the energy and water consumption you used during the actual construction, but importantly the energy and water consumption in the lifetime of that house.
Yes.
So let me acha nipatie a practical example. Kuna nyumba zinajengwa leo, they are so dark inside during the day.
Yeah, that's juaga.
Kumaanisha during the day lazima then I switch on the lights.
Yes.
Throughout.
Because now you are consuming na huruma hizo.
Exactly. So una consume energy, you are wasting and consuming a lot of unnecessary energy.
Mm.
Kuna nyumba unajenga, so I can use a water heater or I can use an instant shower.
Yes.
The two use very different amounts of energy.
Kuna
nyumba unajenga unatumia appliances where if I'm not using the tap, automatically inajifunga yenyewe, so there's no wastage of water. So green meaning the design of the house is such that it minimizes water usage in the lifetime of that house by about minimum 20%.
Okay.
Na energy consumption 20%. Inaanzanga design. So see to ki design hao, unangalia orientation, jua ina move aje from east to west. Iyo nyumba nitayorient aje to maximize natural sunlight.
Yeah.
So our architects have to do those simulations. Tunangalia what you call window to wall ratio. Hii dirisha natosha na aje to maximize the light na kama kwa hao. Ndiyo siyakishi yu sima haya. Tunatumia appliances, especially hizi sasa plumbing na electrical, that are meant to maximize savings za energy. So hata utakua, ukikayo hao, you will in a very long term end up saving a lot on the utility bills.
Okay.
Yes. And where we can, tunatumia solar. So if you come to our development, tuko Garden City, ziko na solar panels.
Oh.
Meaning as much as possible, you are first trying to maximize that solar before you can use the main. So it's about energy and water saving.
Of course, vile mna do solar msha nini, hii sikuwa nimeweka hii swali, but kuna best yetu fulani hapa lituchanua. Kuna boy fulani sijuka ushaisikaga juu yake, yuko involved in real estate, but on a small level, but he himself runs it, anaitwa Amos Kibaru. So Amos Kibaru does Enormous. Precast.
Yeah.
Which, kuma kiteki, lately he's even been using wind, and it's so interesting. He's made me very interested in wind energy. Okay. Sasa nasamaga, during the day he harvests solar. Alafu siku ni wind. So that's nini. Is only kitu naona nyimta incorporate in the future? Wind. Because wind sasa ni
maybe wind, not gonna depend on a location. But for solar, almost every development tunaenda tunaweka solar panels.
Okay.
To try to, at least hata mimi nasema the common areas tuna hit tukitumia solar. Certain units like 3 bedrooms wanatumia nini power ya solar. And you're trying to minimize as much as possible the energy consumption kwa hiyo nyumba.
Okay. Kwa kitu kwa fani, ungeniambia juu ya green, the last thing that would have come to my mind is water. Electricity, yes.
Yeah.
But water, sikuwa naiangalia. Of course, that's another thing that I kujua. Kuna hii technology. I don't know how the technology works. You are involved in real estate. Sijali niko nini tunaweza na maswali za kipumbavu. But nili notice majuu, there is no risk ya floater ukienda kwa choo. So okay, when you use any toilet, it's like nini navutwa.
Yeah.
So number one, you use very little water. Love number two, there are no embarrassing moments.
Yeah.
Is it a technology? Is it the bowl itself? Like what? Alafu nyinyi sasa jumla build real high end nini? Are you using the same technology? Like, and what does that involve?
That's a very good question, because one of the things sasa ndio mnakuwa certified, it goes even to those bowls themselves, the specific choice and the design that is meant to use the minimum amount of water needed to do its work. Si kama zile za kitambo that every flush 10 or 20 liters of maji zimeenda.
The
amount of water you are using is excessive.
Yeah.
So I think the technology in a emerge such that whether it is on the plumbing, the toilet bowls, electrical appliances, they are being designed now as much as possible to be as conservative in either water or energy usage. So I'm not surprised that then you'd find those. Because natumia maji kidogo sana for the purpose.
Yeah,
that you need it to be applied.
So sio ninauliza, because hapo I feel like nini navutwa. So is it
hata sikuizi kuna nini, kuna hizi pia za the ones that you're staying that are like some vertical columns.
Yeah.
Still is a bowl. Like in the house I live in, sinanga you a bowl. Ni something along, you know, built of course behind a wall.
Yes.
But it is trying to maximize on the height
of
the water itself to use very minimum water.
Yeah.
Kufanya nini. Sikuzuki angalia most of this, even this one's a kibowl. Utakuta, it has even two buttons. That's still part of trying to improve and minimize water usage. That for short call, use like a small button.
Kalaka.
Because kitambo ilikuwa, kama ni short call, where press to 20 liters of maji yende,
so you end up waste. Sana ishe kwa future. Si bado tukua.
Si tukua hapo. Lakini those are two nini ziko.
Yeah. Si lakini nasema, how many people are using them now? You understand? We catch up. We catch up with time.
Catching up.
Yeah. Yes.
And I think the manufacturers now are level, they need to move towards sustainability. So the things that are being produced now, zina move towards now to address your issue of sustainability. That's why squeeze tukenda hoteli zingine, hapa kuoga mkono na kuanga sensa.
Yes.
Ukitamona just so kenda ukifungulia maji hivi.
It's going to spend too much water.
Too much water. And I said, but if you say the cumulative water wasted in that holding by everybody, by say 5 million people in Nairobi, you can imagine how much water you can end up wasting.
Yes.
And it's a scarce. Not your water is scarce.
Yes.
And we are having, Nairobi is having a real water challenge.
Excuse
me, kwa less than every 800 meters, kila mtu akona borehole kwake. So what has happened, now we are having to go deeper and deeper kutafuta hiyo maji because the water table is going lower. Yes. And it's a crisis.
One of the crises that needs to happen.
Oh, yeah, it's a crisis.
Kiambu County now. Because now I'm from Kiambu. Unapata watu wengi sasa, you know, most of developers, kama is the groups that you're involved in, wanaenda those places because there's space.
Yeah, okay.
But sasa now kila mtu, the fact that hakuna hii maji ya Kanjo, we started relying on
Jichimbi
ya bowl. And kawana, hey, by the way, in future now, we are there now.
We are there.
It's going to be a risk.
It's a crisis.
It's going to be a crisis.
So the water table inaenda kenda chini.
Yes.
Because everybody is trying to use the same amount of water.
Yes.
Kitabu it used to be 800 meters radius. Of course, nowadays, mini kijangangu hapa na chimba angu. Sitaki kujua. So all of us are now having to go deeper and deeper to look for that water. And therefore, the idea kusema, let's then minimize the usage of that water. It's actually a practical thing. Even if you have to remove that green thinking. Practically, your maji hakuna.
Also,
becoming water scarce.
Because even what you're saying is, right now is advice, even someone who's building their own house,
yes,
atumie, like such taps, ones with sensors, yes?
Don't just be sensitive that your maji yatanya hakuna. It's not even about the bill.
Yeah.
Even availability. So hata ukijenga nyumba yako you must think about how do I minimize energy usage?
Yes.
How do I minimize as much as possible water usage? Because of even the availability of, especially Nairobi maji of course is a problem. But there is pia shags. Unless ujichimbie
bomba. Yes, yeah.
Moranga is serious.
Yeah, it's a serious.
Shida.
Yeah.
Alafu kuzata nini nilikuwa nime set up some whatever ku harvest maji ocha. And remember nikikwambia like ocha kuna rain like every after. So then chikijo like it's been dry.
Yeah, it's been dry.
Yeah. So you are wherever, even for capturing water, kuna maji natoka in the heavens.
So ile uko nayo, then save it. As much as possible. Sometimes I used to observe tukienda ocha na watu wengi, unajua sawa watu wengi wametoka Nairobi. Hawaji kutumia hizo latrines za nje.
Yes.
So it means every ka short call, ndio ukija ameenda huko, ame flush 10 liters. Unajua that thing, every time you flush it, it's 10 liters of water.
Yes, 10 liters.
Yes.
So when you have several kids, maybe your nephews, your nieces, kila mtu anakimbia kwa nyumba. Ulikuwa nakuta ile katanki niko nako ka 10,000 liters. In the 2 weeks I'm there, I'm having to buy water to refill it.
Yeah.
Yes. So that
ya kununua ni expensive. Kuzi naletua na gari.
Naletua na gari. It's very expensive. Na ni watu tuku waste. Just people wasting. Mtu akiosha kikombe, lazima kwanza fungulia the whole tap. Akaitu hapo waki. Yes.
And how now do you manage waste? Because unajua maji ingia. You're just happy to have water in the house.
Yeah.
But sasa inatokanga yote ka waste from washing utensils, from washing, flushing, bathing.
So you know, recycled, yeah.
So kuna in a big system or a big development, kuna watu, like I know, tukua to rivers we used to recycle. Ata ile sewage water used to be recycled, ndio natumua kufanya irrigation. So it's not wasted.
Okay.
And that's part of now what forms that whole green certification.
Yes.
Kuna ile recycle. So kuna kujaribu minimize usage at the household level to begin with. Ama kwa ofisi. And the way to minimize usage is to use technology. So it is maybe sensors.
Yeah.
It only drips water when you are ama easy toilets. they are designed in such a way to use the minimum amount of water needed for it to flush. So you try to minimize, but even that one that has gone, you now use it to you recycle it, unaitumia ku irrigate.
Yeah.
And for water scarce countries like Sisi, it's a real issue. It's not just a good mantra kusema you are green certified.
Eh, kuzungumzia mtu unaenda even kwa na bonga juu nini ku floater zafanya umalizie mtu maji kuzenda kwake umeenda kwake hautaki kujiambara yana kusikia iko lege
maji nyingine joy tena alafu
ni floater maji na 100 liters
kuenda
because if you bowl ni 10 liters you do it 10 times that's 100 liters a lot of water.
It's crazy. Sasa zingine ikiamua iende iende
if you manage floaters you save water.
It nakoga so interesting the way vitu mobs iko like interconnected. Because I mean, it come to green. Like always when I hear about greenhouses and any green whatever, these are green buildings, I always think about just power only. Like I think, oh, hapa sasa hakutakuwa na kulight up during the day. Like even there's that green building on Ngong Road, yes?
Yeah.
Oh, kumbe it's everything. Water. It's water. Okay.
It also goes to even the energy you're using to build the building itself. So kuna kitu itanga, energy embedded in the materials.
Yes.
And the way to look at it, if I'm building this house, alafu hizi mawe kware na zitoa Kisumu, you can imagine hizo trucks kutoa hizo mawe Kisumu mpaka Nairobi, the amount of energy zimetumia,
yes,
in terms of petrol ama diesel, na the pollution they have caused to bring the materials here.
Yes.
So part of what we assess ni are you using where you are getting the materials, is it as close as possible to the site to minimize the energy that is going to be used to bring that material to, we call that energy embedded in the construction materials themselves.
Okay.
Depending, maybe in Africa it's not a big issue, but abroad, even the materials used on the walls to minimize the use of internal heaters, in a matter sana. Huku in Africa probably is not an issue. So you want to build a house where I will minimize the use of internal heaters and my internal coolers to keep yourself at the right temperature. So say you your cost, you can design your house such that I maximize the breeze by having maybe some voids, so I don't have to use the AC because the AC is an energy consumer. So it's about the totality of it all. Yes, am I having to use a heater just sasa nyumba ni cold jioni na vitu kama hizo.
Eh, kuskamba to story ya heater, if we were to go back to Amos, like there's something else that was interesting sana to the sasa kama the reason why his foundations are raised. Jua floor.
Oh,
the floor gets pretty cold.
Because of the soil.
Because of the soil. Na hiyo baridi kuingia hivyo.
Unakanyago. But since like you are raised, at least you.
Kudulia la separate, so it's not as cold.
Wacha ni interrupt show. Kuku remind kuwa Lemfi inakupatia a chance to win a flight to East Africa. And all you have to do ni send money home na pia refer a friend. Alafu kisha refer a friend, una stand a chance ya kuwin a $2,000 flight voucher. Na usisahau jo, kifanya history yote, promo code ni Ekonene. Usisahau pia, like on your first $50 transaction, unabaki, umeget a sign-up reward ya $20. So, damn, cheki jo iyo. And in the process, unasupport Ekonene. So usisahau kutumia promo code Ekonene. Na cheki. So, yo, unataka, yo nini, like a $2,000 flight voucher. Very simple, vile nasema, tumia promo code Ekonene, alafu send $50, sindio, utapata bado your $20 sign up reward, alafu utajipatia chance ya kushinda hiyo. Na usahau, ni festive season, hii compare kuna shindo inaendelea mpaka lini, inaendelea between 8th December to January 8th, 2026. So baki umechangamuka, haraka haraka jo. Sindio? Wacha so turudi kwa show.
But sasa tukiboka pia juu ya real estate in Kenya, one of the things that comes up is real estate is overpriced. And there's always the story that one day the bubble will burst, kila kitu ita reset. Wewe mwenye uko ndani ya real estate, is it overpriced?
No. Well, tuseme, I'll answer the question in two ways. Generally, land in Nairobi is overpriced.
Oh, land, yes.
Ndio unacheki some locations in Nairobi, including mahali tuko, kuna sasa land na karibia 700 million an acre.
Yes.
So land generally, in Nairobi especially, is overpriced. And that's because Kenyans have this habit of commoditizing land.
Okay.
Land ni kama I don't know, ni kama waru ama kitu fulani tu, ni commodity ya kuuza as yes. opposed to ni input ama raw material into a production process. Yes. So land in Nairobi is very expensive. And of course land being a key input into the whole production of a house
yes.
in a influence peer price ya the unit itself. So granted you could argue for that reason at least certain typologies kwa market ama certain development zinakuanga a bit on the higher price. Would you see a bubble? I don't think so, because the other very important aspect na faku consider ni the demand dynamics.
Yes.
Uki estimate the next 20 by 2050 population yetu now will be above 84 million.
Oh, okay.
Ya Kenya. Population ya Nairobi yenyewe will have more than doubled. It's estimated in the next 25 years itakuwa imefika around 12 to 15 million.
Yes.
So imagine another. So it means the city needs at least arguably 2 to 3 million new residential units to accommodate that population. And the reality is people wanatoka university ama some are now moving from the villages wamemaliza wakuja Nairobi kutafuta kazi. So the demand for what I would call affordable and quality housing iko nyingi sana. The governor estimate we need at least 2 million units and we need to be building 250,000 housing units
yes
every year to address the deficit. Do what happened? Kitambo kumbuka NHC used to build houses kama kanjo.
Yes.
And then at some point they stopped.
Mm-hmm.
So it has then been cumulatively kunile kitu naita deficit. Na hiyo deficit ni the need for new housing, but also kuna deficit fulani ya huyu jamaa ameanza ametoka campus, ameanza job after 5 years or so, stabilized, now he wants to move to good quality housing. I call that the secondary deficit ama the secondary demand. So the demand dynamics is such that the demand ya affordable quality rental is very, very long term. And will be even more in the next 25 years as a city expands and growth. Which is why I don't believe history there'll be a bubble bust. Because you look at the ultimate offtake, which is rental.
Yes.
The rental demand ya Nairobi na Kuanga. And that is an observation in all global cities. Demand ya affordable housing for rental has kept on growing. So we have the opposite problem. We have a significant deficit ya quality rental. The way to look at it in Juliza, leo tukajenga a new Nyayo estate, some nice 5,000 units, flats,
yes,
at a good affordable rental, zitakosa wateja.
Yeah, aziwezi kosa.
That's the way you look at it. What is missing is good quality organized estates kama hizo, because Kitambo used to have nice estates.
Yes.
Nowadays, of course, we have all those planning issues.
But
as long as the product is good, it's a good, well-organized estate, there will never be a... So, because you'll have even people who are already in Nairobi today, in all these, what I call these unplanned developments, looking to move to those good and well-organized new developments coming up. So your demand, your rental is such that then the bubble bust is, in my view, it's not a reality.
But sasa, question itakuwa, why then is it that nikienda hizi ma I don't know can kileleshwa ama what I see all these tall buildings without enough tenants, like sometimes you feel like wamewasha two lights at least kufanya building isikae as empty as it is. Why do you think that is?
And I think it in a depend one on the building itself na context ya your building and the price mtu anaitisha and the extent to which ikona the minimum expected standards of living. Because if I move a bit from, say, the kileleshwas of this world to end sasa mta, so to speak,
yes,
Thicker Road ama wherever,
Easy
rentals za kutoka 15K hadi maximum 60K, so 60K and below, hizo mambo ya vacancy is not an issue
yes
at all. 15 to 60K range, my experience has been the demand there is very deep. Yes. Not sure you are kawaida, lower middle class, or middle class,
yes.
anaishi. Yes. So I think it's contextual, but also I know at least the hizo buildings are Kilimani, Kilepia, the demand, it's sometimes you can build nyumba, it takes a while for you to build up what you call the rental roll, and for it to be fully, so ni kilunch house hai, within the first year, maybe I'll probably have it occupied 50%. Depending on the area. And then it will stabilize after a few months to the 95% range. What I think we observe ni there's a lot of buildings coming up now. Kuna nyumba zinamalizika every month. Every month there's a new sort of building. Give the same houses, kuja next year, wangalia the same houses, you probably will not experience the same
yes. Okay.
As long
okay.
as rent on your range tuna tunazungumzia.
Na sasa nini yo design wasona joke that the Chinese are turning these neighborhoods into the pipeline mm. of you don't feel the same cuz nichiki majuzi mm. don't know if you saw the letter from the Dutch embassy yeah. where they were saying I think your place is on the game lane.
Yeah.
Game lane. Like they even are worried about sewage na vitu kama hizo. Mm. Where we had these neighborhoods that were very up yes. uptown. Hello. But sasa imefika level fulani ile tuko do we really want to yeah like I remember kitambo ilikuwa like tukiongea juu hizo kile and what this were yes. places people wanted to live. Mm. But size it's 50-50. Oh. Do I actually want to live mm. there? Do I actually? Yeah. Mm. So you don't feel like the more hizo buildings inakuwa hivyo, the more ni kama ina mm. the neighborhood start losing what they had.
The essence of it. Mm. That's it's a very good question and a very mm. complex one.
Mm.
Very very complex. Complex juu. Tuanze vile umesema price ya land iko juu.
Yeah.
The more your price ya land is 200, 300, 400 million an acre. What that means is the only way any development can make sense
kwenda juu. Yes.
Otherwise, ni kama kusema nimebuy land hapa 400 million an acre, nikijenga nyumba moja,
mm-hmm.
the minimum I can sell that house is 400 million plus in here.
Yes.
So I have to distribute that price into so many units going up. That is one. Two,
mm-hmm.
a city like Nairobi, within as it grows, and population grows within a 7 let's say within a 10 kilometer radius or so, it is not unexpected that we'll expect densification by just the very nature of a city developing. Hakuna city globally hainanga ile central cluster
mm-hmm.
So if you look at it kama pyramid inaanzanga huko juu inaenda ikienda hivi as you move away from the city
mm-hmm.
So the reality is pia Nairobi the way it was initially planned it had only one center
mm-hmm.
which is where the high rises were, then say a kilometer from the city like up Upper Hill, it was now low density residential.
Yes.
My gut feel or my view is or it was always bound that in that 10 kilometer radius or maybe 15 kilometer radius, there was always going to be densification.
Yes.
By the very nature of a city growing and the demand for housing and the demand for offices. To me, the problem is not necessarily the densification itself.
Mm.
It is the other problem you've stated that the government ilikuwa inafaa kukuja as densification increases,
yes.
kuja sasa expand the roads, come do new sewer system,
mm.
come bring more, you know, more water infrastructure.
Yeah.
What has happened is that the developments have run way ahead
mm.
of infrastructure investment by the government. So sewer line ni ile ile. Barabara ni zile zile. Maji ni ile ile. So there hasn't been that quick upgrade to the infrastructure.
Sewer line will go maybe ilikuwa designed for like 500 homes.
500 homes. So ina safe 50.
Now unapata 500 homes.
Yeah.
Very small.
In a very small.
Using the same system.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
And what do you think of, because umesema kutakuwa by the time kutakuwa 84 million.
Mm.
Do you see like, you know, these groups waki try to develop houses in these arid areas? Because unajua tena ile risk itakuwa, how are you going to feed all these people if they are occupying...
yeah.
the occupying places zenye zinafaa kuwa farmed.
Mm. That's also a very complex question.
Yes.
Because to your point, Nairobi ni kama ama the preferred growth imekuwa side ya Kiambu.
Yeah, which is
very productive, agriculturally productive area.
Yes.
And a lot of coffee farms now being
tea farms being turned
into real estate. It's really a complex.
Mm.
Because ordinarily kama kulikuwa na ile proper planning ungesema the growth should be now this other side.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's slightly hotter and more arid because this is the Kenyaya port and towards Nairobi East,
mm-hmm.
it's hotter mm-hmm. and more, it's more savanna type. That's where mm-hmm. you find the acacias nanini and black cotton soil.
Mm-hmm.
There's a certain preference of people kuishi in the cooler, greener Kenyan highlands,
yes,
za Kiambu. And businessmen being businessmen, so you just follow where demand is.
Mm. Yes. They even include it in the plan. Wana kuchore hapo.
Yeah.
And then wana kuweka in the middle of a coffee farm.
Wana kuchore. Yeah.
Wana
kuweka in the middle,
like this
middle,
what you're going to develop.
In the middle of a coffee farm. But I think Kiambu would not, in the very long term, avoid that scenario that majority of Kiambu will just end up being Nairobi. Just being part of the city.
Mm.
By the very nature that it's the cooler part. If I call it Nairobi Metropolitan, the Kiambu side is cooler and greener.
Yes.
Because ni part ya Kenya Highlands. And like the lower part of Nairobi now towards Machakos na Kajiado.
Mm.
Yes. But the wider Nairobi metropolitan, you would say in our lifetime, Nairobi kuna. So ishafika Keno towards Murang'a. Ishafika nikaanza kupita Limuru.
Mm.
Then Kiserian on that side. Then ishapita the river Saiko Machakos Tanov. It will probably extend one day past this new Konza city, all the way to past it, probably to Emali. It's just a natural consequence of Siku Sama Nairobi will be a 15 million population in the next 25 years.
Because if you look at these developed countries, come on, go to like Las Vegas, like almost in the desert, na check. Areas kama California au complain about it doesn't even rain.
Hata maji ni shida. But kuna plans ukiangalia like this thinking ya Konza City, if it works the way it's meant to, now trying to create sub-cities within the wider metropolitan, it means as Nairobi grows to these 15 million plus people, atuko hapa sisi wote. Sisi sofa imekuwa, all of us want to be near the center. But the more you are creating now sub-cities, which are almost independent in their own way, fully integrated, it means population fully itakuwa Konza. Wengine utakuwa hizo sides za tatu. And I have no reason at all to want to be near the CBD and Nairobi, because now schools, etc. have moved away and away from the center.
Alafu pia mmesemaga internet is such a great equalizer that the more that internet spreads, the more wherever you live will be still good.
Sawa.
Ya kitambo ilikuwaga, if you move away from Nairobi, now you're screwed. But internet inaendelea. Alafu simechiki like this year, Safaricom has signed two deals with Starlink. And we signed another deal with Meta, just for internet. So Meta ni fiber, Starlink ni space. So it's going to be an interesting time.
Na mashule, very important amenities are now moving huko nje, whatever. So supermarkets, etc. So nikishi say Kenol, I don't necessarily have to come to Nairobi for anything or any particular entertainment. Everything I need, I can find within within
kama that. Tulikuwa na Nuken, we were amazed. Like, mwafu angetambia, angekaka huko 2 weeks. Angekuwa na off-plan, man.
Na Nuken ni surprise.
Because you find everything.
Find everything, Kuna malls, mbili, very good entertainment joints.
Kuna neighborhood tulienda. Kuna neighborhood tulienda likuwa very current. Remember nikiwambia? Like, it was so gated houses. Gated, inaitwa Mutaika? Ile place tulikuwa po. It was a very interesting nini. But sasa nini, so Mivida ndio ulisema walifanya Garden City.
So Mivida did the primary development so far.
Yes.
Is Garden City. And our pipeline within Garden City, nazanyanga nyumba kama 2,500.
So far ni ngapi ziko?
So Garden City is a 47-acre development. The primary development pale ni Garden City Mall.
Okay.
Na Garden City Park, where ABL offices ziko.
Yes.
And everything else tunafanya around ni residential. So far I have handed over, last month I handed over 340 homes. A year earlier I'd handed over another 221. So I've already handed over 500 plus homes where people are living. Construction wise, today on the ground I'm constructing to 50 plus another 600 or so are actually under construction for handover next year.
So is what any easily taken?
Whatever I'm building is almost always fully sold. It's very hard kunikuta niko na nyumba finished.
Okay.
Na bado haijauzwa, because you sell off plan, then you start building.
Okay.
So this quarter, ndio nimefungua another bigger development up on Garden City. 900 units of affordable housing.
Okay.
That's our newest project within Garden City.
So affordable housing, what does this mean? Like mtakuwa na ka pipeline fulani? Because another thing, like, I don't know, but niko sure nyinyi kama CEO mtaki kuishi. Sisi raya za kawaida. So, like, what's happening? Like, because Garden City, when I think of Garden City, I think I've looked at, like, some really beautiful houses. So, are the affordable ones going to...
That's a good question. It's a very good question. Like, so, Garden City is what you'd call a master planned development. You take these 47 acres, you use master planners to plan that space. Where will the infrastructure be? Okay. Where will each residential block be? How many maximum can you absorb? It's a master planned controlled development.
Okay.
Meaning beyond what is planned and controlled, there'll be nothing more. So it, even though you use the word affordable, there cannot be any compromise to quality.
Okay.
Standards in zile. It's just what we'd call, it's an affordable entry price. And that word affordable can be confusing, because it does not mean low income housing. Inamaanisha ni nyumba unauza between 3 million up to 8 million. okay. Or just below 10 million. No, then you can argue is 10 million affordable or not affordable, but that's a range of 3 to 10 million.
Yes.
Na rental, you are talking now in the rental range of between 20 to 70K on the maximum, in that range. So for each price point between 20 and 70, you will get a house. Okay. So that's what we generally categorize as affordable. So it means for 20-something K, I'm able then to live in this gated master plan, where you know there is no time a certain block itakuja hapo mbele ya apartment yetu, it will block. And then because it's 47 acres, kuna vile ume preserve certain areas kama parks.
For play,
watoto kucheza, like you affordable iko Garden City leo, it has a 3-acre park. For now, kids, it has 3-acre park for kids to play, for families, so it's just a park. There's another development we have in Heriruta for 1,100 homes.
Okay.
To dedicate a whole about 1.4 acres in what you're calling a Mugumo Park, a green park that you will not develop. So we plan, so if I have a rectangular piece of land, you first plan the amenities. I need parking akaivi, I need area akidi kucheza, I need a basketball court. Once you plan them, you build around them. So it means we never compromise on, number one, the standards za nyumba yenyewe, but also the standards za the overall development.
Okay.
Which is why I hatupendi kujenga projects in small pieces of land. We like 5 acres plus, which allows us then to master plan it na tupatia watu a lot of amenities, especially a lot of green space. Kumbuka si tukigrow up, akukuwa na ile kwenda kuchezea ball kwa kabro. It was in green spaces to grow, proper grow. And I'm very keen to ensure at least in our developments, the families and the kids will get to enjoy those kind of amenities.
Okay. So, kwa hii 47 acres, do you guys have like a next project? Na hii next project mkonayo? Like, kama tuseme hiyo affordable housing is?
Yeah.
You know, that's the next one, is?
Yes, we have a off plan already. To have a cruise off plan October. So off 900 plan, units.
900 units. Yeah. So how much is someone, how big are the houses?
So kuna studio, how much? Studio 1, 2, 3. Ka studio ni about 3M.
3M?
Yes.
Alafu, one bedroom?
Then one bedroom is just below 6, call it 5.7M up over.
Two bedroom
8. Then there is we've introduced a 3-bedroom now for families, for about 13 million.
Okay.
Yes.
So your 13M, if it's off plan, unalipa 10%,
10%. 1.3. So unalipa a letter of offer, unalipa 10%.
1.3.
Yeah, 1.3.
Yes.
Then we give you another 24 months.
Yes.
To finish the
9 million.
Yeah, to finish the 9 million. So you pay as we build, you're also paying. Every month, nakutumia progress report. So we save the progress report every month. Kukuonyesha, yes, umelipa, lakini nyumba sasa imefika.
Okay. I think upon me fanya calculation wrongly, because it's need umesema 13 million, eh?
So say 3-bedroom 13M ulipe 10%.
So you pakisha 11.7. So let's say pakisha 12M. So if pakisha 12M in 24 months, you wanna pay?
You like half an M to pay another
like half an M per month, ama?
Well, it can, so we plan it. It can be either on a per month basis, but typically kwa on a quarter basis.
Oh, quarter.
Every 3 months.
Yeah.
Ama kuna watu wanapenda kulipa on what you call milestone basis.
Okay.
Milestone basis ni kusema, ukifika fourth floor, uditisha. So that holds me accountable. Kuhonishua nimefika fourth floor. So ukifika seventh floor, uditisha. Ukifika level though, so that's milestone. It makes you accountable.
Muna build trust.
Muna build trust. In a milestone.
That project, basis. They have to be finished in 2 years, yes?
Yeah, 24 months, it's average. Okay. So far, I've done, the first block in 18 months. Is on building Fanya Garden City, 21 months. So we've kept within that 24-month window.
Okay. Yoni, some interesting stuff. Alafu mtu anaweza tunza kusumbua siku moja tukuje tuzione.
Oh, by all means.
Si ndio? Because Garden City nishaziona from outside and they look beautiful. I won't lie to you. Like, that's one of the things that they look beautiful kabisa. Especially kuna kwa gana, I don't know if you'll call them townhouses. I don't know.
Kuna villas.
Kuna hizo villas, I think.
High-end apartments.
Yes.
Then the high-rise.
Yes, the villas look really good. I remember nikiangalia the villas. The villas are the ones who are going for 24M.
27M.
Because I remember nikiziangalia, like, damn, these things look good. Okay. So
it would be good, like, to kuepala na to helmets.
Anytime, kuja to big around the entire 47 acres, and you see how it's overall planned.
Oh,
and how everything fits into each other. Nice green spaces, because we really spend a lot of effort to ensure we have green spaces.
Yeah.
In all of the developments tutakuta, kuna ikona clubhouse ikona gym, na place ya barbecue ya nyama na nini.
Yes.
It has a heated swimming pool.
Oh, okay.
And then ikona basketball court, ikona yoga deck, then multiple sitting places for families
and stuff. You want to stretch.
Kustretch na. Because lazima consider sasa lifestyle ya wale wasiwataishi, wataishi huko. Same thing, we are doing what we call an affordable housing called Keza up on Naivasha Road, not far from Precious Blood.
Okay.
1100 homes. Pia huko kuna clubhouse. We are building a clubhouse, two levels. Itakuwa na swimming pool. But na biya wasi, this is the first swimming pool in Rirota.
Yeah, okay. Have,
oh pale katika hiyo ground kuna a large mugumo tree which you are retaining and then you are building a park around it. So tunaita mugumo park. So the entire one ni katuguzi.
Oh,
that's going to remain a good virgin grounds za watoto kucheza na na. So it's a place you are now
doctor. Amjaguza the sacred tree.
Where's guza sacred tree? Yeah. Then we've gone even further now to dedicate a whole acre on a park. That's just a park for families zile ziko huko. Kujienjoy and you can now get out uende kwa sandu kae kwa nyasi literally and just to be natural. And it's affordable. Juu hapo tukianza hiyo project tulianza na 1.9 million for the studio.
Yes.
Then 3.9 million for the one bedroom na 5.9 million for the two bedroom. Because over time the prices have changed kidogo. So it's about now from 2.4 for the studio, 4.5 up to 5 for the one bedroom. And about 7 million for the two bedroom.
Kwa sababu tunataka kusema studio ya inaitwa nini? Studio ya Euclid Garden ni 3M.
Yeah, 3M.
Kwa hiyo ni nini? For garden hiyo unanipatia tu choo. Hiyo ni bed sitter ama nini?
It's a studio in my mind. Studio si one bed, si bed sitter. Yeah. It's like a hotel room. In fact, it's designed like a hotel room.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
Kama designed kama ka hotel room. So to me any hotel room is a studio.
Yes.
So these are very nice 24 to 30 square meter. Yeah, a person living alone working from home. It's like working from a hotel room.
Oh, so you pia unasema like 10%, so that's
so unalipa
300. Alafu unalipa, that's a good one.
It's a good one.
It's a good one.
Na mwambie wa safe, if you want to really start January real estate, don't think lazima uko na domo vile, especially now. Unaweza fanya sababu fulani ukilipa hiyo 10%, then you pay another 10%. So you make sure 80%.
Yes.
The 80% you can use a mortgage. But the mortgage today, the affordable housing is 9.5%.
Yes.
Higher. So it means it's a very low interest rate. Kuna kitu real estate tunaita yield. Yield ni kusema I take the annual rent, I divide by the value of the house, it gives you a yield. Typical yield inakuanga 8 to 9%.
So it can cancel out.
Exactly. That's my point. Oh, okay. Ikumaanisha, in fact, the fact that nililipa 20% cash, na yield yangu ya hai ni 8 to 9%, na alafu loan 9.5%, it means my rent will be slightly more than my monthly installment kwa bank. So tenant wako ndio atakulipia hiyo hao.
Okay.
So you can use that method kuingia real estate, tuanze kwa accumulate ka portfolio mdogo mdogo.
Because I think you nini, nimekuwa niki, nisijuka niko nakwambia, like nimekuwa nikifikiria, mimi nimekuwa mtu wa kubuy pieces of land. And the pieces of land, I'll be honest, sometimes unaiangalia gaivi unaona kitu kabla nianze ku develop.
Stress. Ama kumaliza kulipa hiyo land. And then now uanze kufikiria about developing.
So on the other side nimekuwa nikifikiria used to invest in real estate. So I'm thinking an NFT would be interesting. It's just because it's good to start. Just start with a studio.
Start with a studio.
Kianza na hiyo studio
alafu build a portfolio over time.
Cuz studio pia ni good, bila umesema it's like a hotel room. So that means that you can have a staycation hata na bibi yako, si ndio?
But most people are doing studio for Airbnb mostly.
Yes.
And it's a business that's booming in Nairobi today. Airbnb in a boom.
Also iko nene tu. Airbnb iko nene.
Kuna mtu, there's a person I know with a studio.
Can you something?
And they're able to make 80 to 100K a month on rental, which is a very high yield from an Airbnb business.
Yes. Because yes, if you, the funny thing is, the more that we learn about money, the more tuna learn give it to kama, let's say for example, you have a studio apartment here, 3 million shillings, and it's giving you even 60 per month. That's a very good, like if you're making like over, you talk on how much? That's over
20%. That's 720 per year, divided by the 3M, that's a very high.
That's a good one. That's like
so almost 24%. Yeah, 24%.
Yeah, that's
very
good.
High return.
Yeah, that's very high return. Really good, So I think sometimes pia in our minds, we always want to, unachikenda tukianza kuongea na wewe, I was thinking about 3-bed. Because 3-bed is nezaishi hapo. But ingine is just purely investment. It's not just an investment, but pia hii maisha tunaishi. Staycation. Once in a while.
Once in a while, unahama tu. Unahama, unahama.
Change scenery.
Paka kuna watu instead of buying homes Nairobi anakuwa na utoto studio kadhaa.
Mm.
Wanasema hiyo rent hizo studios zinanipatia.
Yes.
Ndio nitatumia kuishi mahali nataka. Nitatumia kuishi Runda sasa.
Yeah.
So now I can move wherever I want.
Is that another plan now? Mm.
That's just a different plan. A different
that is being paid off from.
So you're using easy kulipata rent.
Kulipata rent mahali sasa mimi.
Okay.
Like so kuna watu wanasema because of course sometimes ukinunua hau Runda.
Mm.
At some point it might end up being a very big house. Watu yes. wakienda.
Mm.
So kuna people because you want that flexibility.
Mm.
I have now these investments in rental apartments. The rent nitakwenda nilipia rent wherever I want to.
Yes.
So I'm just like a person with a home.
Mm.
Just that now I have more flexibility
mm.
ya ku move wherever I want as circumstances change.
Alafu pia unajua it makes more sense like there's something I was talking about where kuna how nilikuwa naishi Langata and I think the rent used to be 33k. And I remember seeing one person trying to sell those apartments and they were selling it for like 11M. I remember looking at it and saying that if let's say udunwe you how ya 11M alafu you rentisha kwa mtu mwingine for 40k. You see that's not to a studio apartment. You have a bigger house, but as an investment the guy with the studio apartment has made a better investment. Cuz yeah, for like a quarter of what you're spending they're still making the same amount of money
rent.
As you.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think kuna hizo vitu za kuangalia cuz I think we always think about size, so like the bigger the better.
Cool.
But sometimes just start small.
And see it as an investment, so utakuwa na ile strategy. So unaangalia strategy yangu ni kuensure niko na hiyo 20% plus return.
Yes.
Instead of using a lot of my money kununua hiyo studio, I can even borrow now that 9.5% mortgage.
Mm.
I keep the difference because nikipata hiyo 70k itakuwa inalipa hiyo mortgage na bado inaniachia do.
Yes.
And that's a very smart way of investing. Kumbuka tulikuwa tunaambiwa other people's money.
Mm.
Hiyo kitu ya 9.5% it surprises me. Kenyans waitumi sana. It was one of the best things Gavai
shot. I think tunaogopa. I won't lie to you because me personally nakuaga anti mortgage. And I kuaga anti mortgage because I've looked at rates. Kama nakunga majuzi nikiona Americans waki complain mortgage imefika 7% and they're losing their shit because they feel like it's too high. So I think kuna even an equal any fan based in states that kuantumia mortgage yake ni 2.8%. Kuna mwingine kuantumia saizi yake ni 4.5. You see? So when I hear 9.5, I'm zileza, especially for kitu ya 3M, the way I'd look at it is, if I pay my 10% ya 300, sindio? Nibakisha hii 2.7. Hii 2.7, if I'm paying it in 24 months, see, I'm paying just above 50k.
Yeah.
You see, it makes sense to just pay it myself instead of...
You can be able to. If you can be able to afford, by all means.
Yes, I feel like it's better. Yeah. Then maybe later I'm going to go for hizi kubwa, kama niza kwa nime calculate, hizi ndogo, zikishaanza kuzaa, sasa la nikichukua kiris na bank, neza. But I understand, maybe where you kwa ndani, unaona yo, because someone else also told me the same.
It's certain lady, what wanna miss.
Certain lady who was telling us the same, where you use all these other investments to now pay for the mortgage.
Now pay for the mortgage.
So the mortgage does not hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
Na cheki. Because I don't know if you call this case story, but there's this socialite girl, when it was, what's her name?
Aziad.
So Aziad had taken a mortgage of around 25 million shillings. And I remember when I reacted to the story, kuna a certain girl called me a sexist for talking about it. But you are involved in the real estate business. And I was saying, I don't see the reason why a 25-year-old person should be taking a mortgage of 25 million shillings as their first nini of investment. Do you feel at...
Because we had talked about it's the very, like, studios are very good ways to venture into real estate.
Mm.
Ama sisi, are we judging her?
I would argue because it's an investment. It's not just buying a home.
Yes.
And I know it's majority of people who buy homes in Nairobi are what you call investor buyers.
Yes.
So it needs strategy.
Mm.
And it needs a very informed strategy.
Mm.
Bilu nasema, instead of buying here 11M and makes you 40 or 70K rent,
yes,
I can as well do a studio way cheaper. That is like what? Like four?
Yes.
Almost four studios. Mm. And make even more if I furnish them and do Airbnb.
Mm.
You see what you've done? You've thought strategically that what's the best way to spend this capital and that's the best way to get the maximum return. Mm. Because also I realize kununua nyumba watu wengine na kuanga very emotional. It's just an emotional decision.
Yes.
Una make. but by the time you're doing it, you must, if it even helps kama hauna ile investment background,
mm-hmm.
to get the best professional advice that you can get.
Okay.
So yeah. Argue sometimes people make decisions which are not necessarily strategically thought out.
Mm.
And if you don't have that maybe background, kukana mtu akwambia this and this are the best. Every time ukichukua loan, you must be very clear italipoaje. And it shouldn't necessarily be your salo. So if I'm taking like e-mortgage in a summer 9.5, I would take it for a studio because I know the tenant in that unit is the one atakuwa nalipa. So the only risk I'm taking ni kutafuta tenant.
Okay.
But I'm very clear nitakuwa nalipa aje. So kusema nategemea some income.
Yeah, kwa ya mortgage, I think it also makes sense where if it's my second studio apartment, having more, hiyo ikiwa ni mortgage, ina make sense kuzi ya kwanza niyo nalipa ya pili.
Ya kwanza nalipa ya pili.
Yeah, but ingine miko naifikiria from the perspective of it's the first one, and I'm already mortgaging myself. Because mortgage, normally, a mortgage of like 20, if you go back to the Aziad case, where it was a house for 25 million, I think she was supposed to pay it in 25 years. By the time 25 years in Aisha, she'll have spent how much? Even if it's at 9.5, she'll have spent.
You spend a lot.
Serio? You spend close to 40, 50.
Yes, you'd spend a lot.
Yeah, you see, Sao Natiki, I think it's about that. It's, there are mortgages that make sense. The smaller the sum, the better for you. Serio?
Yes, the better for you.
Yes.
And clarity. What I've realized with most people who take mortgage, how nanga intention ya to take it the full term ya 25 years.
Yes.
Most people do use, ni kama what we call bridge. I know by year 5, year 6, nita kuwa na ado fulani. So, nachukua sahi as an easy entry.
Yes.
Ni geti house high, start paying those installments, even though, you know, it, ni meiweka kama 25 years. But along the road, I know I'll get this kalamsam, nilipe lipe. So, you find average tenure mortgage in this country is roughly 8 to 10 years.
Oh, okay.
Telling you most people are not taking them to full maturity.
They
are finding ways of paying. So it's more of ile kubreak what we call barrier to entry.
Okay.
Kuna kiawa pakea 11M, 15M, I can't immediately afford. So I want to first get in, then strategize vile nita very quickly. Ili pay your loan saa nyumbani baki nayo.
Okay. Kuzunza fikiria. Hii nyumba vile umesema 15M. Unafikiri unaweza kuona make 3M per month, not 3M, like unaweza kuona make 3M per year, so you know you can clear it in 5 years, so hata ukipatia na profit in that 5 years, even if it is like an extra 2M,
like an extra,
as long as uli enter early enough, that makes sense.
But it has to be very strategic, unajua unafanya nini, so it's not just blindly.
So nyinyi, saizi vile mko kwa real estate, mkisikia all this affordable housing in happen ya Gava, is there a certain level of this might affect our business, ama
no,
you don't care?
Not at all, for two reasons. One, tunasema city like this needs 250,000 homes per year. So neither the government nor ourselves, private sector, has the capacity today to do that continuously every year. It will take a long time to build your capacity. Two, if you look at the main cities where the government is building, kama hapa Nairobi, majority ya zile nyumba wanajenga ni hizi ziko Mukuru na Kibera. Which is the work of the Gava. That's what I expect the Gava kufanya.
Yende
Mukuru, yende Kibera, ijenge. So the locations they are building in Nairobi are not locations that anyway we in private sectors are out competing them.
Okay.
Then because them, they are Gava, they have to appear to be building in every constituency around the country. So nakuta they might be building 1 million homes, but as they distribute across the country, those are not areas we in the private sector are necessarily interested in. And that's the work of the Gava, to go where private capital is not interested. So I don't see in the medium term the government program ikiwa competition to the private sector. I think the two are complementary.
Because you're affordable housing. And then affordable housing as a concept, you as someone in the real estate, do you understand why the government is doing it? Do you ama unachukua kama vile wasee wako, because umekuwa ukisikia watu wakisema wewe tutatengeneza kazi tutajijengea nyumba. So kumekuwa na that argument. So what unaichukaje? Like,
so practically tuseme, there is no city in the world or no government in the world, even the very advanced economies, that does not involve itself in social housing.
Yes.
At a US, tuseme US, the way we grew up to kijua hizi, isn't it hizi ghetto za New York? Is it like, they used to have names.
Yes.
The projects.
Projects, yes.
For them to be called the projects meant the Gava had to intervene where private sector cannot be able to go for multiplicity of reasons, even from a return perspective. I would argue social housing will always be the government's responsibilities, because we in private sector cannot put our capital in a social sort of housing, because the returns there do not support the cost of our capital. Now, affordable housing is not a new thing. The government of Kenya has always been building through national housing corporations. You know all these estates, the Gava, Kinyanya High Rise, Kenya Jamhuri Estate, Upper Madaraka. So they've always been there. Problem is, at some point it stopped. So it took an accumulated deficit. So it's not new. It has always been building. I think it's the government's responsibility to do low income and social housing. Targeting kunawatu, however much the income rises, there's only so much certain categories of jobs will earn. Kuna jobs zengine, you can just argue naturally, practically, ziko na a certain limit.
Yes.
So if today I earn, for argument's sake, 30K as a security officer, maybe after tax, blah, 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 naenda na home na 27K, niko na mtoto wa kufunza, niko na chakula, niko na nini. Siwezi ishi nyumba ya 10K.
Yes.
I can't afford. Yet I need a good, decent housing. So maybe I can afford a 5K house, but because of a family, only the government can be able to serve that category.
Okay.
So sometimes what gavas do out there, either they build themselves or they ask you to build in the normal private sector way, then they buy to subsidize the rent. But social housing is a global concept. The moment the gava does not do that, you end up with the slumification of a city the way Nairobi is slumified today.
So tunaweza define these two terms, affordable housing and social housing. So affordable housing ni?
Affordable is what would say what is affordable to the lower middle class and the middle class.
So affordable can be both by the private sector
and the government. Because even the government is also doing affordable. Ukiangalia the Affordable Housing Act, it does define what is called market.
Yes.
Market category, which is now almost the range that we are in.
Okay.
The social now is for those very low income.
Very so kama hii mkuru, as much as inaitwa affordable, it's more about social housing.
Social, unaambua hii hauta kuna lipa 5K per month in rent. We know that's not a market rate.
Yes.
It's not a market rate completely. No investment, no private sector investor will build that quality for 5K. So only the Gava can be able to do that. But what the Gava appears to be doing in a major project like that, it's trying to mix social and affordable. Because that's another dynamic inakuanga interesting. Hautaki a city where social housing wako huko. It's like a township ama kasoeto fulani.
Yes.
Middle class wako huko. Most modern societies want to try to mix. So it becomes a proper mixed community. That within this development, kuna social housing, kuna middle class housing. And you're not separating these populations. Kutenganisha. It's like some kind of apartheid. Look in South Africa, unakutanga. Soweto was like 50 kilometers away.
Yes.
So na kaizi ma townships mbali because you send your social housing. So I think what the government is doing in all their projects are trying to integrate social and affordable and a bit of what they are calling middle class. So that you are all living in one community. It's a mixed community.
Okay. Yes. Usilo umesema hivyo amenikumbusha majuzi niliona someone had posted that at Cape Town is apartheid in stilettos. Kitu kama hiyo. And it actually makes what sense. Like ukiwa Cape Town the middle of the city, it's so white.
Yes.
Then you can go at the outskirts, you see those two ghettos of black people.
On the way to the airport, you can go to ghetto.
On the way to ghetto.
You can see them.
Understand? Yeah. So it's, there, kuneyo separation.
Kuneyo separation.
Oh, okay, Atuna live in very interesting times.
Very interesting times. So I wouldn't, I would say the Gava is really doing what the Gava should always have been doing. I suppose what people are annoyed that you're having to pay for it, which is a different, it's a different discussion altogether.
Yes.
But it's I do believe in the duty of Gava to correct the housing situation in this city, because Nairobi has dire housing issues, but also the next big cities. You can like Kisumu, same story. You can like Mombasa, same story. So there has to be some intervention. And now we can argue what that intervention should be. Should it just provide infra, private sector invest? We see private sector is purely profit driven. Mr. Toka Apanyene Kisumu. If it's not making the highest IRRs possible. So only the Gava can then intervene in some of those.
Because when I was talking to Kisumu, I was talking to him, and I was talking to him, and I was talking to a friend of ours, and I was losing Buddha. Alafu, I was talking to a place, and it was 9 what, and it was these villas. and they looked shona gavilos go like damn this yeah. this are in Kisumu yeah because
right? yeah.
yeah, yeah, like it's yeah
overlooking the lake
mm. then kidogo kidogo unaingia sasa Kinyakondele
what was next what was next there was it a polytechnic or something
yeah I think there was a polytechnic but I think there were 9 villas I don't know
oh, okay.
when's the last time you went to Kisumu
it's been about
3 is the Milimani area
the Milimani yeah
Milimani area it's really good because people umesema nyi mkibuild nini mna build tatu mna build villa mna build townhouses okay how big
townhouses so it will be 3 and 4 bedroom
okay.
townhouses mm. so ranging from 28m up to 40m for the biggest for the biggest okay. unit
na hii townhouse what is it sitting on nimeshikana wall yangu imeshikana wall yangu
imeshikana so mbili zimeshikana so it's semi detached but it means you have a front yard na a backyard it's about a 16th
oh
yes
oh that's
so now these are person who wants a home starting kuishi kwa apartment I want my own and then you see townhouse now you can do multiple I can give you a quote of an but the more now all those comes in the more expensive it becomes so we are trying to target a person who wants now a home but also wants to do that very profitably because you can the Lavington now these townhomes in 60m plus
yes
60 to 80m plus so for the middle class that can't afford that 60m or 80m now tunakupatia solution ya 28m yeah
okay that makes sense but hey me na look forward to nini because 2026 me na yeah another things we want to do is also visit places so one of the places nataka ku hit ni place ya Moskibaru because alituambia iko 100% off grid
okay
so you want to go and see some of his projects so tunza fraya sana kukuja kucheki hiyo
because
Garden City I won't lie to you man I've been muyangalia like the person who does the advertising for Garden City does a very good job because it's one of those even Mivida like it's one of those zile unajuaga like there are these projects that are happening and sometimes when you look at it on the brochure it looks so good and you start wondering does this thing actually look this way kwa ground because kwa ground
it is quite different so kuja ground
the palo na badajo finishing ni mbaya
yeah because I wanted to ask after the 24 months when you are you know giving out these houses customer nini ako by the time unampatia me visit how
so before so
the wiring is done everything is
yeah so once the house is done it's ready now for you to enter before I hand over unakuja kufanya kitu inaitwa snagging so unakuja tunatembea tunaangalia kila kona unasema hapa I want this repainted ama kaka tile replaced ama so make sure everything is working and that no other repairs are needed so majority of course will come and identify issues and utambia fanya you do that then you invite them now to take over so there is what you call snagging before the actual takeover ufungulia tap make sure everything is working drainage iko sawa then you hand over and I sign off when I'm handing over but what we do because ni estate tunajenga we remain as the managers of your estate so we are also the property managers and for majority of our buyers tunasaidia ku rent out and even manage the units for them because most are just mistaki kitu ya kutafuta tenant kujimanage on a day to day basis so we are doing the management pia
na pia kuna watu teto wanasema hiyo in court service charge can end up like I have a whole other house I'm renting
depending on depending on some estate yes kuna mali niko nalipa service charge ya 20k which is like a whole but that means then it's a bigger town home and the amenities are probably a bit more expensive to maintain but typical affordable housing its service charge is below 5k
so now about place kama nini place kama po Garden City let's say for the villas what's the service charge
na about 9k
9k
atazo the villas zetu ni 9k
yeah
but it depends also on the amenities you see like if you're hitting the swimming pool see now once we hand over all those are your cost you need to maintain the swimming pools you need to maintain the gym you need to maintain the gardens and all these common areas so it depends on the extent or the depth of the amenities and the amount of maintenance that needed on a day to day yes
okay it's interesting man but buda jo shukran
thank you
I really enjoyed this conversation alafu kwa wase wan try ku invest kwa real estate najua na kuka very careful but una mse wacha njisifu jo watu wastarch tunata we try our best man we try our best to be honest honesty is very important majuzi kwa tunabonga na boy flani juu ya story ya there's this artist wa Abanton got a chance to go abroad to perform Australia then by the time he was leaving he stole from his hosts apart from stealing aliba laptop akaiba chain akaiba what and I remember when I was talking about the story I was asking why would you do that? These are people who've taken a chance on you. Now it's for you to so watu wanafaa kujua mibida ijanilipa but ile designer jua Mr. Karaoke hapa jua a serious guy not like mimi ni kwa mtu wa mchezo and I naweza guarantee like on my side I think it's going to be you're not I'm always very skeptical but nyi siko skeptical na nyi I feel like kwanza vile umeniambia pia there is Actis because Actis that means now it's registered in the UK so that means they have laws they can't just break laws left right and center sindio that's a good thing man I think I'm super interested in the
kuja so visit me Garden City
yeah
tutoke Garden City tena tuende hii ya Naivasha Road which is a very exciting project
okay
huko pia last month we handed over phase 1 154 so last month last 2 months were very busy because I handed over about 515 homes between Naivasha Road na Garden City.
Yeah, Niniku, is the showroom ready? Garden City, like the car showroom, now, even studio
yeah,
ready?
You can now come and
so
see.
So we can see all those showrooms.
Come, come and see.
Damn, see what you find in January?
Yeah.
Let's hit the ground running. The
ground running in a few weeks' time.
In a few weeks' time?
Yeah. It's in a few weeks'
time. I think that could call by the after a New Year, because New Year's ni... It's a Thursday.
It's a Thursday.
By that other that Monday, other week,
call
hit up.
Me. I'll be happy to host you.
Alafu tuta, nezataka kuona kuona easy places. Alafu wasage, watuanza kujipanga. Njua pia, all these investments are for older age. So that to your older age, as much as we're still working, let not it be working for survival.
Kuna ka income.
Kuna ka income. Kwa soja kuna working for a purpose na working for survival. You should not be at 78, you're still working for survival. Just to be able to put food on your table. Nachikiza vitu. But Buddha jo. Shukran sana.
Shukran.
Kome shindo kwa nini mekwa nikikuta tu sija tumia jina Samuel hapa mekwa tu nikitumia Karaoke. It's because we try to go Africa. Mina itangwa mwa Afrika. Mi nilichata watu yangu sikuwa patia jina za kizungu. Mtu yangu sija mpatia. Hata yo uja patia mtu hii jina kizungu. I feel like we moved away from
the authenticity yetu ya.
Iyo yetu. Yeah. Usha notice like we don't have that. Like you can never go and meet a white person na kuna jina zetu. Lakini si tuko na jina zao zote na cheki it feels funny because even like ukitupatia na story when you metaja that late friend of ours umesema George Martin sio ni Kasioka
Kasioka
so it took me some time I was like okay that's Kasioka but hey tunani go back pia to kufurahia majina zetu za Kiafrika but hey Buddha jo great job and you know wale mnafanyaga and I feel like I'm not serious
no, now the other way around me I think you're very you turned out exactly the way I expected
because you're telling me before we shoot like,
yes I'm not surprised
that you utakuwa in the entertainment
media that was you
that from, you were popular in school
za popular kwa kwa mafa ni kwa popular kwa ule Tupac my Tupac like. So you could tell these are person talented to be kwa media I'm destined to be some kind of a celeb at some point so I was never surprised when kuna kinga industry ya music kuna media but also no ile wakati kulikuwa akiwa nayo in the media giving it 100%
yes
that is now the ethos alitoa
stara yake ilikuwa
you could see you could just see
kwa sababu naambia gaivo like kuna kitu moja ile Griffin alikuwa anasema ile ukipatia when you're doing something give it 100% so I think for most of us alafu plus hizo vitu kama kina voluntary service it just became part of you so hata nikikusikia ukibonga jia like going to work from 7 to 9 p.m. and still studying after. Kuskuna so nshinda kakiluza like, mwafu nezaje kudu podcasting hivo. It's just because it's just part of you.
You're used to.
Alafu pia Musa maga like, we live in a society where a lot of people can't even afford basic whatever. So if you find something that can feed you and you can help other people, just push yourself to the maximum. Najua. Ile like unajisukuma, unajisukuma. But ni interesting sana. Kwa sababu kitu moja mumu ambiaga, mimi nilikuwa napenda reggae sana.
Yes,
so, musemaga hip-hop, mtu aliniingiza, sijui boy alienda gapi. Unakuwa Angote?
Angote.
Alienda gapi Angote?
I've seen Angote for a while.
Oh, it's for a while. Me, I think since 1998, Jemona.
Most likely, I think I've seen him once or twice since.
Yeah. Kwa sasa mi Angote, I don't know how we ended up being friends. But I remember, alikuwa na hizi ni za hip-hop. Sana shindua. Lasa sa Adole ikaingia. So kingia kwa ma3 na sikisi ma F this, F that, my pussy this, my pussy that. Alafu kwa Adole. Alafu sasa na yo friendship yangote, I think kuna time alitokea even the Write Up magazine. Kwele Write Up. Sijui what. So that's how I ended up now. Nikianza kupenda nini. But tukikumbuka the first, was it Talent Night? Ya Starehe. There used to be that guitar and thing. You remember?
Yeah. I
remember
what it was called. Yes.
I remember I performed a reggae song.
Yeah, ilikuwa reggae.
Yeah, ilikuwa reggae. So nilikuwa napenda reggae, but sasa nikaanza kupenda hip hop. Excuse, of course I love both of them. Yeah. And of course even at your time.
Mm.
But ilianza gaile time. Ilikuwa strictly reggae when you rasta. Yeah, rasta man.
So you always the style
back when your pants were pulled up.
Yeah. Then so pants zilikuwa pulled up, then at some point zikasaa kidogo. Sina kwambia kuna time nani Herbert alitu enjoy DJs have. Eh, ali had feelings. Zeni kwa sababu kwa fee pair. Cuz that time ilikuwa pia for you to listen to rap, you had to be a fee pair. So it was
I used to assume when fee pair by the way, when do niambia later you know.
Eh,
siko fee pair. Kuna jikari ungesema when fee
pair. Yeah. Oh, siko na gankan meso.
Kwa mso wa Nairobi, so the assumption was always where.
Okay.
So kilo Nairobi lazima kuwe.
Yeah. But yeah. Nini, it was such a good school. Yeah, a few was. Things ile wagasi agree na una nishai sema. I used to feel like, kwa kama my, unajua kwa living cert yangu ili andikuwa works best under supervision. Anyone who knows me knows that's not me.
That's not you.
So I always say that you can never judge someone by who they are as
no,
a kid.
No.
I think it's
not
too
a
15 early.
Year old or 17 year old.
Yes, even 18. Yeah, you've not, so Samangayo, whatever campus, wherever, you've not developed you your...
Develop fully your mental
functions. Your mental functions. Mm. So kulikuwa na hiyo. The miangu ilikuwa gaivo jo. Works best under supervision. Niliona gaivo kashindwa grief ina meni ambuli. But that was... alafu, who was this lady, the one, there's a lady who, is she the one who ended up as the head of Starehe Girls?
I think Starehe Girls was a sister.
Yeah. But this, I remember there was this lady who was at
Karaimo Manani.
I went to Karaimo.
Did she end up, still? She ended up as one of the founders. Did you come and co-founder, director, or founder?
She's still around.
She was very, but in the latest Regal's things, Jamona.
So is she, because when you're your age, so is your
Of course, of age, of course. Because if it's 27 years later, obviously they're fully retired.
Yeah.
From
Because then you can put your ear and story in Guinea. Look, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to So you learned that I was taken for therapy. Do you know that?
That I don't remember.
I was taken for therapy with our boss, Griffin. So I go for therapy. And I used to say that, I always give people this story on the podcast. I say this was the worst person for therapy. Because you'd sleep on the couch and he'd ask you very leading questions. And you know, as a child, you tell him what he wants to hear. So one of the stories I learned was, is it because of a woman? I said yes. Alafu kaniambia sawa, unatoka hizo masaiza hairas majengo. Is the woman from Majengo? Yes. So akaandika hii report and then akapelekea Karaimu. Karaimu was like, no, we are happy jama dem. So it was funny because that time was still a virgin yani. Hakuna kuhepa, nikuwa na hepa juu ya dem. But it was interesting. Starehe kukuwa na hizo violence ati you're beaten into submission or what.
Discipline was there generally. Yeah. And
discipline was there. Kuna kitu kwenye ito work party. Work party.
Kuna kufanya kazi satu.
Satu after.
Satu after.
Suwa ma. Yeah. After kukuwa, there used to be this place le mnamwaga maji kwa floor. Then you have to sweep the water out. But another punishment that I, in hindsight, I think was very good was drill.
The you? Drill. Because the drill kufanish what easy at the punishment. Press ups na nini.
Yeah, when shaku koko fit, kutupa luko. Baki sasa mnafanyishwa, punishment time jua ina waka jo. Because drill ilikuwa ga?
Ilikuwa break time.
Break time, sinyo?
Yeah, break time, yeah.
Kulikuwa na drill after school, ama ilikuwa tu ni break time?
Ilikuwa, I remember break time.
Sweat.
So it means you are denied your break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Palo mpiga tizi. Hafa najwa chujavati nguwa za sports. Uniform bad.
Ni uniform.
It was, unapiga press ups. Piga so that's the ups. Part sasa unapata wasewa starch, unapiga press ups na knuckles.
Yeah, na knuckles.
It was a very interesting school. And so well, at least tumekuwa huko a couple of times after Griffin. That's the one thing I always feel guilty. I've not been back. How's the school?
I think at some point it went through a rough patch.
Yeah.
After the founder and then the deputy Alikufa, it went through a very rough patch initially, a bit of instability. But since Fred O'Connor took over.
Okay. A stabilization.
He's a very professional man. Amejaribu ku take back Starehe to the virtues or the values that founded it.
Yeah.
And he's doing an excellent job.
Okay.
And then old boys are now more dedicated. Even when repairs are needed, you can see it's this old boy or that old boy taking over a whole dormitory and end up kufanya repair. So there's a lot of giving back.
Always
kuna
tell me.
Kuna area fulani nita mofa kiyomoka, nitataka repair. But that's between me and him.
Oh, see. Stories jiga. Still you can have a quote you say story.
You understand? That's between
him and him. As you apologize kwa wasi wa start. Because this is tunaenda kumaliza na story. So ni kwa nampatia story. Ni just study hall. Kuna kitu nifanyaga study hall yenye wote mtani judge. So, study hall na kabla study hall ilikuwa ni ukisimama, it's just, what are they called? Cubicles.
Cubicles tu ya
tulikuwa. Cubicles tumekaa chini hivi. So, I was telling, niko naambia, ni story nishapatia na kwa podcast. There's this ones where I get this porn magazine. Remember the porn magazine I was telling you? So, and someone, moja wa class of 98 nilipatia yuki book on the last day akahepa na. Sikumbuki nani, memory yangu wa gambaya. So I get this porn magazine and I'm looking at it. There's this, all these white girls. Yo time sikuwa na taste. So nikuwa napenda mademu wa white kabisa. So hizi taste yangu ni melanin. So nimeangalia wasichana. Alafu tuko form 4. So since tuko form 4, nika funika kitabu yangu hivi. Alafu nikiangalia short, nikuona kwa short. Eh, kuna vile nimeumia. Na jile.
Utoa short moja.
So, nika ngoja. Kila mtu akatoka, akaenda dinner, si ndio? So mambia guys, niliamka niko like, "Niaje, nani ameniita?" Hakukua na mtu. Hakukua na mtu. Nilinyonga haraka kwa cubicle. He's a joke. Yambia usen linyonga haraka. Nikamaliza, nikaenda kwa cubicle na nikakai. Nikaenda kudishi. Yeah. Yeah, that was a funny story. This
you know some point that they all died. Ilichomeka.
Eh,
at some point ilichomeka. I don't know what happened. Ilichomeka.
But that was electrical.
It must have been electrical. In the later years, I'm not sure I shall repay you. Actually, I haven't come to think of it in your area, kuangalia.
Oh,
but it's a unique thing where form 4s are given cubicles to study.
Mm.
So if you're not in class, you can have your own cubicle mahali away from
you can study. You can't have a light yako, si ndio?
Yeah, ulikuwa na light yako.
Yeah, una light
yako. It's a small office. Everybody has a small office. Into study block, very quiet. So in terms of
study block, not study hall.
Study block, yes. We invest in amenities to give people that capacity. Hiyo Greek nalo kwa mfanya nyingine.
Wewe unaweza tagas, ngoja niza kutembeza huyo na hapo. So I did an evil deed there. It was funny, but we were kids.
It's being a teenager.
We were kids, it was funny. It was just one of those silly like, that's a taboo subject. So I think even the first time I say, that nilikuwa starch, alafu I did that. So I was like, now we were just kids.
It's teenagers and we are kids.
But I think that's the real experience was one of the things.
And then kuna vile, because the guy was a soldier, and you know ndio alikuwa founder wa NYS.
Yeah.
So there's a way the school used to be run indirectly can NYS camp in terms of the discipline.
Yes.
Ukiamka boot camp shoe head it's a boot camp.
Yes.
Shoe shining.
Yeah.
Bed yako lazima, it was not enough to make the bed. It's not enough that
you
made.
Yes, lazima ikuwe.
Flat like you. Because I remember day one when I went to the hostel, the dormitory. The first thing that struck me as a young guy kutoka ushago is how clean and a nice smelling it was.
Yes.
Your discipline ilikuwa. The military, army discipline. I think that's what boys need.
Yeah.
Your age, 14 to 18.
Yeah, yes.
Boys need a bit of that.
Mm.
So we really appreciate that.
Yeah, because kuna time mina mu, when I look at even Nairobi and I see the amount of unruliness iko Nairobi, I always remember like even how in quotes, when I was a kid, I thought they were unreasonable. But remember, there were prefects that were unreasonable.
Yes.
Like, msemoja mucha kaga kuzi. But I tulipata na yeye Kampo. And Kampo was a really cool guy. Ilikuwa mlanga.
Yeah, mlanga.
Mlanga ilikuwa unreasonable. Nangwa mlanga kiwa kapi.
Kwa kapi.
Ewa msemoja ilikuwa unreasonable. There's nothing he'd understand. Ukinini lazima upate punishment. But then you come and see how Nairobi is run. And the way people just get away and they are there's no consequences. You understand that if I was to get that starehe model, niweke tu Nairobi for 6 months, city na change.
City na change. Because you are given, iliku structure sana. Your life iliku structure sana.
Ilikuwa nini poa. Na nini, kimalizia kabisa, Addis Ababa usha rudi. Nini micheki video flan, I've been preaching.
Hey, it was 2017, my last time jai rudi Addis.
Yeah. Basi uki rudi uta.
But look, the images show that the city is really moving.
Yeah.
Moving ahead.
Micheki, saizi hati kuna cycling lane, kuna pedestrians lane, kuna.
Yeah.
Kuskenya utapata hapo kuna seja boda ba 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 ba.
Nairobi has a lot of unique planning problems which I think the governor and the central government in the capital city need now to directly intervene.
Yes. And they have to be ready to make unpopular decisions.
Yeah, they have to be. They have to make unpopular decisions. You can't
history at kuzunogopa uta lose votes.
You have to make unpopular decisions.
I think Because if you make the unpopular decisions at the beginning, do you know in 2 years, yeah, Kenyans, people, even
the wakina results unakuelewa.
Yeah, watakuelewa. Lakini unajua, ukiacha tu hivyo. Because na hii, I don't know, ushakuwa involved in any like scuffle na watu wa boda. Vilo nsikiaga, majuzi ni check a certain video either. Tutachoma hii gari, tutachoma hii gari. Niko like, this is too much.
It's too much. Yeah. It's becoming a very chaotic and getting worse, unfortunately.
Yeah, yeah.
Kumbuka kitambo CBD matatu wazingeingia.
Yeah.
Ungetumua, even Moy Avenue is not allowed, na Kenyatta Avenue. Zikiingia CBD, they used to use ile salasi.
Mm.
Ziende railway, then you start.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nowadays, it's extra chaotic.
Yes,
it's going to deteriorate.
Ati tunogopa, atrapata
votes.
Ushajipata kwa any commotion hatu?
I'm very careful when driving.
Around them,
But also very stressed. Oh, it means you're always there, ukiwacho. Of course, there's always near miss.
Mm.
I've had too many near misses.
Oh.
Very many near misses. But in fact, I hate driving in Nairobi. So I try to go, I try to leave the office late, I'm early.
Mm.
Before the dini.
Oh, before rush hour.
You avoid rush hour by either moving out of the office early, ama ukichelewa kidogo, leave late. And you just avoid that commotion, yeah.
It's
very stressful.
They made Nairobi into it's not a fun place to be sometimes.
It's stressful.
Because they wako everywhere, alafu wafuati sheria. Majuzi niliona, ati according to Kenyan law, hafai kumanuva katikati ya magari.
No.
They're supposed to be huko nyuma kwa traffic. Yes. So they do all that, wako kwa blind spot ya mtu.
Wako kwa blind spot.
Mtu anawaguza, they kuja like 50 of them.
Yeah.
Mm. Alafu wana mse wa Discovery alikuwa scared uliona hiyo video imetokea this week hilo kwa namwambia tutachoma hii gari that guy was scared kabisa
because
it's but budajo shukran sana mkoni 574 yeah uko 2 hours damn okay So kama kawaida bila susema like subscribe hit the notification button tell a friend tukimalizia tukisema eko nene
eko nene.